One big sale, once a year. Home Furniture's Black Friday Sale. Through Saturday, the deals are steals. 103-inch plus sofas, $748. Queen beds, $898. Plus, there's more. Buy any Purple or Nectar mattress. Get free gifts. Want a Sealy, Stearns & Foster, or Tempur-Pedic? We've got them. Plus, no money down, no interest for 60 months, and complete delivery and setup. See store for details. Home Furniture Plus Bedding's Black Friday Sale. Open special hours Friday and Saturday, 9 till 7.
Oroville fans, listen up. Your hometown grocery store is Village Market, and they're still selling your favorite staples, groceries, meats, fresh fruits, and veggies. At the Village Market, the prices may be low, but there's no shortchanging on service. Visit Village Market in Lorville, 120 Main Street, for all your tailgating supplies, and don't forget to look for them on Facebook. And remember, go Tigers! Village Market, they love saving you money.
Community First Bank congratulates all high school football teams in the playoffs. The hard work and dedication of players, coaches, and staff make our communities proud. When you bank with Community First Bank, you'll have the power of local banking, where deposits stay local, loan decisions are made locally, and we invest in our local community. Let Community First Bank help you reach your financial goals in New Iberia, Lorillard, Broussard, Youngsville, Brobridge, and St. Martinville. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Lorillard Tigers are in the playoffs, and their namesake is back in the Tigers. That's Tiger Inn with the best burgers, poor boys, hot dogs, fries, onion rings, and shakes anywhere in Lorillard. You'll never go hungry. The Tiger Inn is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 704 North Main Street. Locally owned and operated, the Tiger Inn has been a staple in Lorillard community for as far back as anyone can remember. The Tiger Inn and the Lorillard Tigers, a winning combo. Go Tigers!
This is Jeff Boggs. Join me for the Ragin' Cajuns football report on Fridays and Mondays all season long at 1240. Brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins of Acadiana.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here on Kane. Jeff Boggs along with Keith Hebert as we get set for Lorillard and Franklin. Second round of the 7-2A. I keep wanting to say that because these two teams are seemingly in a 7-2A playoff. Lorillard playing a 7-2A team last week, beating West St. Mary 49-0. Franklin, they beat Darbon Woods Charter 54-7, setting up this game here at Lorillard tonight, 2 versus 15. In other games tonight, number 7, Jonesboro Hodge hosting Mangum, the 7 versus the 10 seed there. The winner of that game gets the winner of this game. And presumably, if Lorillard wins tonight and Jonesboro Hodge wins tonight, then they will play host to Jonesboro Hodge. They may have to travel to Mangum, though. Not sure if the automatic low seed kicks in the quarters or the semis. We'll try and get an answer on that before the broadcast is over. In other games tonight, Kinder is hosting Amy. They're the 22 seed, but upset last week and did an upset last week, so they're hosting number 6, Amy. General Trass, they are the number 3 seed. They're traveling to the number 19 seed, Welsh, because, again, Welsh traveled last week. Number 4, Avoyles, is hosting number 13, Winfield. Winner of that game gets the winner of North Caddo, taking on DeQuincy. The 5 seed North Caddo traveling to number 21, DeQuincy. Number 8, Rose Pine, is hosting number 9, Red River. The winner of that game gets the winner of Manny East Feliciana. The number 1 seed actually has to travel this weekend, or tonight, because East Feliciana was a 17 seed. They traveled last week, beating Pine. So Manny is at East Feliciana. Red River is at Rose Pine. North Caddo is at DeQuincy. Winfield is at Avoyles. General Trass is at Welsh. Kinder is hosting a meet. Jonesboro Hodge hosting Mangum. And, of course, here in Lorillard, the Tigers taking on the Hornets. So, once again, that is what's going on in Class 2A football tonight. Of course, the Westgate Tigers at home today as well, and we wish them the best of luck as they continue on in the Class 4A playoffs tonight. Taking a look at our starting lineups, brought to you by Hebert's Garden Center. First for Franklin on offense, these are the expected starters. And we also know, again, Alonzo Alexander has just been added to the mix. So, again, we're not sure where he may be plugged in or out of the starting lineup. with their quarterback, Zylan Perry, a senior. Running back, Zamarian Weber, a junior. Wide receivers, they've got four. Willis Jenkins, a senior. Jayshon Johnson, a sophomore. J. Michael Gray, a senior. And Ashton Page, a junior. On the line at center, Trevon Dickerson, a sophomore. The guards are Dewan Rudolph, a senior, and Jaden Robinson, a senior. And the tackles, Tayshawn Johnson, a junior, and Xavier Lamar, a senior. Lorville's defense, a couple of changes tonight. Defensive ends, Kane Olivier, a sophomore. Bronson Louvier, a senior. Defensive tackle, Dylan Singleton, a freshman. At nose guard, Gage Romero, he is a senior. Linebacker is going to see Hunter Freeu out there, a senior. Laith Nguyen, a junior. And Trace McHugh, a sophomore. And again, our starting lineups brought to you by Hebert's Garden Center. Lorville on offense, their quarterback Caleb Jacob, a senior. Tailback Ethan Simon, a senior. Fullback is Evan Simon, a junior. Split end, Colin Jacob, a senior. Flanker Carson Newville, a senior. The tight end, Jack David Martin, a sophomore. On the line at center, Braylon Frugier. On the left side at guard, Gage Romero, a senior. Bronson Louvier, a senior. Right guard is Ian Price. Ian is listed as a junior. And at right tackle, no, I'm sorry, Ian Price is the right tackle. I've got a little bit of confusion going on here. I think I wrote the wrong name. I'm going to have to correct that at some point. But Ian is at right tackle tonight, the right guard. I'm going to have to figure out. Franklin's defense against that Lorville offense. Defensive end, Tayshawn Johnson, a junior, starting both ways. Dewan Rudolph, senior at defensive tackle. Kyron Wingate, a sophomore. Linebackers, Amarian Weber, a junior. Tomaj Johnson, a freshman. Jalen Ina, a freshman. Dalen Bell, a freshman. All at linebacker. Cornerbacks, Jayshon Johnson, a sophomore. And Darrell Alexander, a senior. Strong safety, Jamichael Gray, a senior. And free safety, the quarterback, Zylan Perry. So again, those are our starting lineups brought to you by Hebert's Garden Center. Hopkins and West St. Peter since 1939. Knowledge is their key. We'll take a short time out. When we return, we'll have more of our pregame coverage for you right after these on the all-new Kane 107.5.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's the Bad Boys. Saturday, the 80s Experience. And on Sunday, the Steve Adams four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. And then on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks are half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Pelican Driving School is privately owned and serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides driver education in all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Matran, it has been instructing drivers for over 20 years. Currently, fall and winter classes are being offered for students, as well as Saturday for adults. They also administer written and court testing for the DMV. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes by calling 364-0660. That's Pelican Driving School.
Hi, this is Larry Miller, owner of your local McDonald's restaurants. What's new at McDonald's? McDelivery is. Delivery brings delicious food to everyone, where you want it, when you want it. Depending on where you are, we have a delivery partner like DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, Postmates, or Waiter. Check in on their apps, pick the local McDonald's, and they'll bring it right to your door. McDonald's and delivery, I'm loving it.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
Football
And we do welcome you back here at the all-new Kane 107.5. Jeff Boggs along with Keith Aber, Blanc Bayrard, our studio engineer. Big thanks to sponsors from Lauraville tonight, Judy's Building Supplies. They partner along with Bridget's Dance Academy, the Village Market, Community First Bank, Bayrard Transportation, the Tiger Inn, and Ed Broussard Marine. Big thanks to those folks for stepping up, helping to bring you this second-round playoff game. Of course, we appreciate all of our sponsors as well, but especially those who stepped up for the postseason, and hopefully it's a good postseason ride here in Lauraville.
Well, you ain't kidding, Jeff. It'd be nice for a couple more nights of high school football.
I know you've been talking to the officials. Find out where they're from.
Okay, Jeff, you can do that. On a sidebar, Jeff, I talked to one of the Louisville coaches off mic, and he said that Zalen Perry, he reminds him of Early Doucette. And we all know what Early did at LSU, and it went into. So this guy's pretty hot.
And there you go. And, again, he handles, when they do kick, he handles those duties, I believe, handles the punting duties when they have to punt. Again, he can do a whole lot. But I did appreciate how Coach Johnson tried to remind us that, hey, it does take a team. You need 10 other players on offense, too.
You know, Jeff, but you always need that one catalyst to go ahead and make everybody run and do that one spark plug. And Zion Perry's it. The officiating crew is from Lake Charles tonight, Jeff. And it looks pretty good. There's going to be no six-minute timeouts because, of course, we're having. So hopefully there was going to be a fast track. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and next. Now, I know you had an opportunity to see the Franklin Catholic High game. What was your takeaway from the pace of that game? Was that what?
This is track meet. I mean, these guys are fast. They're out. They're out. They're wideouts. And quite, you know, if Louisville can't contain this guy and they play loose man coverage, Perry's going to eat them alive.
So, again, you know, the good news is they are familiar with that. Hopefully they learned from the last game. But then Franklin has also had a chance to do that. And it'll be interesting, too, to see the difference between playing this game at Franklin versus this raucous crowd here in Lauraville.
Well, you know, Jeff, it's going to be a chess match tonight. There's no doubt. And Terry Martin right now is chess master. So we're going to see what Coach Johnson has to dial up.
There you go. Not sure. I see that the band is set up. I'm not sure if we're getting ready for our opening. What's the word? The opening prayer and invocation. That was what I was looking for there. And then the national anthem tonight coming up fairly soon. But again, here in Lauraville this evening, Tigers again winning last week. 49-0 over another district opponent, that being West St. Mary. Franklin, interesting season. They missed one game because of Hurricane Ida. Their opponent had to back out, and then they didn't try and fill the open date that they had, which would have been October 29th. That was their non-district night. With an odd number of teams in the district, one of them has to play out of district. Once district play begins, they opt not to fill that. Not always easy to find an opponent in week 9 or 10, but they opted not to. So only an 8-game season for Franklin, but it still garnered them enough power points to play a home game in their opening round.
Jeff, Franklin is... there's no doubt about we're going to be in for 5.
Once again, hopefully we'll see maybe just a little better defense there.
Yeah, Jeff, they're going to tackle better, and that's going to be the key to the lead for Lauraville. Payment, but also make their tackles.
So again, tell you what, don't know if we've got time for a timeout, but let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break. But Blanc, pay attention. I may bring you back quick. Stay with us. Our national anthem invocation coming up after these.
Community First Bank congratulates all high school football teams in the playoffs. The hard work and dedication of players, coaches, and staff make our communities proud. When you bank with Community First Bank, you'll have the power of local banking, where deposits stay local, loan decisions are made locally, and we invest in our local community. Let Community First Bank help you reach your financial goals. In New Iberia, Lauraville, Broussard, Youngsville, Brobridge, and St. Martinville. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Orville fans, listen up. Your hometown grocery store is Village Market, and they're still selling your favorite staples, groceries, meats, fresh fruits, and veggies. At the Village Market, the prices may be low, but there's no shortchanging on service. Visit Village Market in Lorville, 120 Main Street, for all your tailgating supplies, and don't forget to look for them on Facebook. And remember, go Tigers! Village Market, they love saving you money.
Orthopedic pain or injury? No matter where you're hurt, choose Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's only comprehensive orthopedic team. We combine advanced specialty training, the innovation of robotics and a rehabilitation team with exceptional credentials. From spine, shoulders, hands, hips, and knees to ankles and feet, we have your body covered. Ask for me, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, at the New Iberia location of Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's leader for orthopedics, spine, and sports medicine.
While in Lorville, you can both dance and shop locally. Lorville natives Perry and Bridget Judy's own and operate Bridget's Dance Academy and Judy's Building Supplies. Catering to children of all ages, Bridget teaches tap, hip-hop, lyrical cheer, and tumbling to ages 2 to 18 years old. Call 523-4557 to find out more information. Perry is hard at work tending shop at Judy's Building, where they offer you the best in all your hardware and lumber needs. Bridget's Dance Academy and Judy's Building Supplies, happy and loyal supporters of the Lorville Tigers.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here on Kane. Once again, Jeff Boggs along with Keith Hebert. Lorville getting set to take on Franklin in the second round of the 2A playoffs. Again, we'll chronicle how familiar these two teams are. And again, two teams still have not made it to their respective sidelines, but we expect that to happen fairly shortly, about 10 minutes away from tonight's scheduled kickoff. And again, expecting our invocation and national anthem coming up soon. Want to invite you tomorrow to join me for the Kane Radio Sports Corner live at McDonald's. In fact, we'll be out there beginning at 9 o'clock, not necessarily with the Sports Corner, but we'll be at McDonald's. They are celebrating the grand reopening of their Lewis and Main Street location, the interior of it, as they remodeled, added some new technology to it. So going to be out there beginning at 9, Sports Corner beginning at 10. And hopefully we'll have a couple of happy coaches to talk to tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
The Lorville Tigers have made their way back onto the field, getting ready to break through the banner and make their way to the near sideline. Get them lined up on the near sideline. Get Franklin lined up on the far sideline. A roster that is not real big, but apparently fairly potent.
Yeah, there's historically a lot of beef from year to year, Jeff, but they have the speed to make up for it, so it should be interesting.
Try something radical here. Hornets have made it to the far sideline. They're in white jerseys, gold pants, maroon helmets. Very similar to what a USC road game might look like.
Yep.
And Lorville coming to the near sideline wearing their black jerseys. White pants and black helmets, gold numerals and trim. And getting back to McDonald's, we also mourn the passing of the patriarch of Miller Management. Rudy Miller passed away Wednesday, and our condolences going out to the entire McDonald's family and, of course, Larry Miller and his immediate family. And we will remember Rudy's life tomorrow morning as well. McDonald's, a longtime sponsor of high school sports here on Kane. So again, getting set for our opening ceremonies tonight. And again, I'm looking at the far sideline, and you can get all those players between like the 42-yard lines.
Yeah, small group, but potent.
A few going both ways, but not unusual in two-way football that teams are sending star players both ways. And a cooler night hopefully keeps them a little bit fresher on both sides. Once again, awaiting the opening ceremonies. By the way, tomorrow at McDonald's, a lot of great giveaways, an opportunity to take photographs with your favorite McDonald's characters. Or me. Come by, even if it's just for a cup of coffee tomorrow morning. We'd love to have you, and we'll have a microphone there if you want to talk sports with us tomorrow. Again, the Main and Lewis Street location. Of course, we also have the coin toss, and that is coming up next, brought to us by Coca-Cola of New Iberia, as well as now they have joined the Lafayette office as well. Captain Zylan Perry and Darrell Alexander for Franklin. Layden Turner and Ethan Wallett for Lauraville, along with Hunter Vitale and number 34.
Guys, I'm Brian Burrell with the Lake Charles Association. Be your referee tonight. He's going to be your umpire. A coin toss.
Had a little problems with that connection.
Tails.
He said tails.
You heard what he said? We're tossing the ground.
And it is.
Franklin called tails.
It is tails.
So they have won the toss.
The first to the second half.
So Lauraville will receive, and Franklin will defend the south end zone. Kick to the north end zone here in the first half.
And Franklin has won the toss and elected to defer to the second half.
Elected to defer.
They will
So very good. Once again, Franklin winning the toss, electing to defer to the second half as far as choice. Lauraville, of course, chooses to receive then this opening kickoff here. But before we get to the kickoff, brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes, we'll join the PA and the band here in just a few minutes.
Please rise for the initiation by senior cheerleader Harley Bodine. Let every man stand for the national anthem played by the Tiger Marching Band.
Please bow your hands in prayer. God, we thank you for the opportunity to another evening of high school football. Please bless the many families represented here. Help us act in a manner that is supportive of the teams and pleasing to you. We ask a special blessing on the players, coaches, and participants in tonight's game. Keep them safe and help them to be good sports regardless of the final score. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Now we await the national anthem. Tonight's national anthem, courtesy of the Lauraville Tiger Marching Band. We're just about ready for tonight's opening kickoff, again brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. Kick off your next home by giving Dana a call at 367-6246. Find him at 202 Daspit Road. And Franklin getting set to kick it off. See Darrell Alexander, a senior, approaching the football as if he will be kicking it off.
Colin, pull it over.
We get the deep men for Lorville. We'll pass that along. Right now they're still kind of in their special teams huddle.
Hey, off the white! Off the white!
So after setting the tee, Alexander, who's the starting cornerback, and apparently also handling the kickoff duties, Ethan Simon wearing his third jersey number of the season. If you're keeping score at home, wearing 14 tonight, previously one, and then six to start the season. And sporting the breakaway jersey this year. So again, from the 40-yard line, right to left, they kick it. The scoreboard behind them. Still a minute eight on the scoreboard pregame clock. I'm not sure if they're going to reset that or have it wind all the way down. Certainly it would be okay with me if they went ahead and wound it down. Again, deep for the Tigers. Looks like Colin Jacob back there. As well as Ethan Simon. Actually, Ethan is the deep man. And here we go. And the kickoff. Not a real deep kick to the 20-yard line, to the 30, 35, 40. Breaking through a couple of players, tripped up at the 47. That was Jahari Williams returning it from the 30 to about the 47-yard line of Franklin. So we'll start in Franklin territory at the 46-yard line officially. So again, it'll be first down at the 46 of Franklin. Caleb out of the shotgun, three wide receivers, two to the far side, handoff to Ethan Simon on first down, gets about a yard before he's pushed back, but that is it on first down.
You know, the blocking scheme that Rivers was using was going to be a student body to the right, but Franklin closed ranks very quickly, and if Franklin continues to do that, then, of course, the offensive coordinator's got his work cut out for him tonight.
Just underway, first play from scrimmage, second and nine coming up, ball toward the near hash mark. Again, it's going to be a three-receiver set. Carson Newville on the outside far side. Now three receivers on that far side. Two on the near side, apart from the quarterback, empty backfield. Ethan Simon in the slot near side, and he'll keep it. The quarterback will keep it. Gets across the line of scrimmage to about the 42. Pushed back, though, after a three-yard pickup.
Again, Jeff, Franklin's getting some good penetration on defense, so what's going to happen, the just scheme to where they can go ahead and open a little running back.
So it'll be second down and six, third and six, excuse me, third and six at the 42-yard line. Getting the ball toward the near hash mark, but a little bit off of it. And this third and six, great crowd here at Lorville. A lot standing as well, not just in the stands, but standing room indeed. In a five-receiver set, Ethan Simon in motion, fakes to him, throws to the near side. He's got his brother Colin. He's trying to break a tackle, but down at the 40-yard line after picking up 2 yards, setting up fourth and four.
They're just trying to do a simple reverse, Jeff, and I'll pass out to the flat. What happened was the play took a little bit too long to develop, and then Franklin reacted, which for the play, and now they're going to punt.
So Logan Tomple will come in to handle the punting duties, fourth and four at the 40. Starting in Franklin territory, able to pick up 6 yards, but that is it. Punt is to the near side, bounces at the 15, and it's allowed to go into the end zone.
No, they're going to mark it at the one, Jeff.
Oh, my goodness. He did not carry that into the end zone, I don't know.
What happened was his body turned. As you grabbed the ball, his body turned, but he was able to keep the ball in play, which allowed it to be followed on the 1 yard line.
2:26 off the time of possession. Franklin will begin this first drive at their own one. This is one of those opportunities where you want to see if you can do something to force a defensive score.
Don't be surprised if Franklin can throw this thing around at the gate, Jeff.
Once again, their backs toward the scoreboard and almost at the scoreboard. Quarterback Zylan Perry. He is a senior. Out of the shotgun. He's going to keep it. Takes it up the middle. Gets across the five. Picks up a nice chunk on first down, getting him out of a bit of a hole.
And Jeff, that was a solid play where just a quarterback draw. And the hole opened up very quickly, but defense, Louisville answered the call very quickly and for minimal nominal gain.
So it'll be second down, call it four. Two receivers on either side. Samarion Weber in the backfield along with Perry. And he fakes to him, keeps it to the far side, trying to get outside the 10, gets the first down, and a little bit more of that first down brought to you by District Attorney Bo Dewey.
Simple misdirection, Jeff. And, of course, it caught Louisville flooding to the near side, and the play went wide to the right. But Louisville closed up fast enough there. Louisville's got some good speed, Jeff, to go ahead and close those gaps very quickly.
8:37 and ticking, scoreless opening period. First drive for Franklin after Louisville was three and out. And similar formation, ball on the far hash mark. Wide side's the near side. And this time he does hand it off, and in the backfield, touched but not brought down. To the 15-yard line goes Zamarlin Weber.
And Jeff, what Terry alluded to early in Jeff, missed tackles, cost him the first, very sudden play the first game, and here was a perfect example of what happened. You've got to wrap these guys up with the speed they have. There's no second chance, Jeff. There's no chance.
So Weber picks up just 2 yards, as it turns out. They had a chance in the backfield, and that's the missed tackles Keith's talking about. So that brings us down to the 7:47 marker. Second and eight. Similar formation. And this time looking to throw. Perry finally finds a receiver, but overthrows him. Well caught by one of the coaches for Louisville.
And Jeff, there's a knock on his Franklin is that he doesn't really, he's kind of impatient. He doesn't have to play the ball. Of course, as you saw, he winged it out to the near side, Jeff, and it was way overthrown of his receiver. So he's not quite as polished as one would believe.
Clock stopped with 7:36 to go. Ball on the 14, third and eight. Again, three receivers now to the near side, one to the far side, wide side again, the near side. Perry looking to throw again. Now he steps up, and he's got a little room, but trips at the 15-yard line at the line of scrimmage. It was almost as if that white stripe stepped up and tripped him up.
The turf monster, but Jeff, Louisville set the house, and over in a play. So they got to watch for that in the future, Jeff. Not they're going to get nailed, they're going to get burned on it.
It sets up fourth and eight at their own 15-yard line. This drive started at the one. And Perry is staying out there, but I know he also does handle the punts. So again, we'll see if they're really serious about going for it, or we're going to see a quick kick here, and that's what we saw. A little bit of off the right side of the foot goes to the 44-43 of Louisville, where the Tigers will have it first and 10 at their own 43. So again, decent field position for Louisville. Scoreless ball game, 6:53 left in the game. 2:41 time of possession on that drive. And again, Louisville at their own 42. Now they mark it at the 42. Once again, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Serving Iberia, St. Mary, and St. Martin parishes. Of course, he's got an office in Franklin, as well as New Iberia. Louisville tossing and losing the ball that came loose. I think Louisville recovered. One of the linemen was Johnny on the spot.
Number 51, Jeff Louisville. But Jeff, play needed to be timed just right. And, of course, there was a split second where the other receiver took his eyes off the ball, and that's what created the chaos in the backfield. And, of course, a huge loss for Louisville.
10-yard loss back to the 32.
Terry trying some chicory early, and it burned him.
Four receivers, they are split. Caleb out of the shotgun. Almost had him jump in there. Evan Simon, along with Caleb in the backfield. Approaching the six-minute mark here in the first quarter. Quick throw and incomplete under, behind his intended receiver, Colin Jacob. Or maybe Ethan Simon was the intended receiver. If that was the case, overthrew him. So it sets up a third and long, 20 yards to go, back at their own 32. Clock stopped with 6:04 to go. See here if they try and go for the home run or just try and make gain some of the lost yardage back. And in motion, Ethan Simon drawing back a little middle screen, incomplete. Uncharacteristic bad throw by Caleb intended for Evan Simon.
And Jeff, I take the time from all the Louisville listeners streaming live at KN1240.com. Jeff, for the ones that are who are far from our signal of Kane Radio 107.5. So welcome, Louisville.
AM 1240, 107.5 FM and online. Also, the TuneIn and Simple Radio apps. Good ways to listen to Kane online as well. So the punting unit out. Logan Tomplay standing at about the 13. Decent kick coming to the 42. Takes a bounce and Perry has it at the 32 now, going to the far side, 50-yard line, cuts into about the 46 of Louisville. They're going to mark it at the 45 of Louisville.
And we just got a taste of the speed of this young man, Jeff. He is very dangerous if you don't contain him. So we're going to have to watch. We're going to have to watch for that as well, especially when they're in a misdirection or out in the flat to try to get the ball out there that way.
Mark it right at the 45, where they'll have it first and 10 with 5:45 to go. As mentioned, we zoom past that 6 o'clock marker. No official timeouts in this cooler, drier weather. So again, first and 10. Two receivers on either side. Now a new player coming into the game, Dalen Bell, a freshman, and now a timeout being taken by Franklin. We will take a timeout, a 60-second timeout. Scoreless, 5:45 to go in the first period. Back after these.
One big sale, once a year, Home Furniture's Black Friday Sale. Through Saturday, the deals are steals. 103-inch plus sofas, $748. Queen beds, $898. Plus, there's more. Buy any Purple or Nectar mattress. Get free gifts. Want a Sealy, Stearns & Foster, or Tempur-Pedic? We've got them. Plus, no money down, no interest for 60 months, and complete delivery and setup. See store for details. Home Furniture Plus Bedding's Black Friday Sale. Open special hours Friday and Saturday, 9 till 7.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Brayden Bayard with Bayard Transportation, the mega transport experts. When we aren't moving the world, we are supporting our Fighting Tigers. As a proud Louisville High School Class of 97 alum and former Tiger, I just want to give a shout-out to the Louisville Fighting Football Tigers and our very own number 18, Hunter Freeu, and wanted to wish him the best on his senior season. We at Bayard are very proud supporters, and we wish you all the best in gunning for that state championship. Go Tigers!
And we do welcome you back. In fact, out of the timeout taken by Franklin, first and 10 at the Louisville 45. And again, that new player into the ball game. Pass complete to Johnson at the 40 to the 35-yard line. Looks like another district attorney, Bo Dewey, first down.
And Jeff, you saw the speed at which Perry threw that ball out to the flat, okay? And it caught Louisville sleeping because the linebacker overran the play.
So they will get it just inside the 35-yard line for a first down. We'll call it an 11-yard pickup. And again, District Attorney Bo Dewey, first down. First and 10, again at the 34 of Louisville. Ball handed off to Bell, and they stop him short, just a little bit short of the line of scrimmage.
That's going to be the key for Louisville, Jeff. Just what you saw, some gang tackling, but making an initial contact, grab him around the waist and the legs as possible. But that's going to be the key for Louisville tonight. They cannot afford any missed tackles and let these guys loose.
So it'll be second and 10 at the 34, 4:53 and ticking here in the scoreless opening period. Moon is spectacular tonight.
Lovely, just lovely.
Noticed it this morning as I was heading to the office at about 5:30. Missed the... And now another long pass into the end zone, incomplete, but a flag is down.
Yeah, it should be defensive pass interference, Jeff, because he was playing really tight and could have picked his back pocket.
So 4:30 to go. Waiting the official word, but pretty certain, again, it is against Lorville. Good news is just a 15-yarder, not a spot foul in high school.
Jeff, you notice the ferocity which he threw that ball and pit point. This kid's not afraid to throw it in traffic.
So it'll set up another district attorney, Bo Dewey, first down at the 19-yard line. We're going to see another four receivers set. Now in the backfield is Alonzo Alexandra. He is to the right of Perry, and he will get the ball coming to the near side, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and a nice group tackle by Lorville at about the 22-yard line.
And, Jeff, that was Landon Lawson. Landon, again, this is his third tackle for the night, Jeff. He did it proper, broke down, put his arms around him, and the man had nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. That's going to be the key for this defense.
Alonzo Alexandra,
yes,
is the carrier.
And you saw the speed which this young man has, Jeff. He's very dangerous.
So it'll be second and 13 now. Again at the Lorville 22. Clock moving, under 3:50 to go. Again, four receivers set their split. Got three straight punts, although Franklin has moved the ball a little bit better. Faking the handoff, throwing the man incomplete, had his intended receiver, threw it a little bit behind Johnson, but say it was still a catchable ball.
It was, Jeff. That was one hot chili pepper. Okay, that was a frozen rope. And, of course, like you said, it missed direction as far as the receiver putting his body to catch the ball, but very catchable. But yet, that thing had some zip on it.
Watch the ball.
So the clock stops with 3:36 to go, and we know they don't have much of a kicking game as far as place kicking. At some point they're forced to have to kick off, but apparently they went for two each and every time in prior games, or at least that's our understanding. So they're definitely in four-down territory here, but third and 13 at the 22. And Perry in trouble does find Alonzo again, and he finds room on the near sideline to the 10-yard line. And he is down, and he is very close, but not quite a first down, but a pickup of 12. Two for four, 23 yards, so it's going to be fourth and inches. And just short of the 10-yard line. And then Perry talking to his offensive line, getting under center, it looks like. So you can imagine he's thinking about just going straight with it, trying to assure the first down, trying to draw Lorville off sides as well in the process. And here he goes, and he will get it across that 10-yard line for a first down. Although Lorville seems to think not, looks to me like the officials are indicating a spot that would get them the first down.
Very close, Jeff. I think they can pull out the chains for this one.
2:48 left to go.
Which is the right call. Pull the chains out.
So they're going to go ahead and bring the chains out. Once again, I want to thank a few of our sponsors, Hebert's Garden Center, the Acadiana Hearing Center, of course, bringing us our sideline reports and interviews down on the field. And, of course, Dana Duga Affordable Homes, bringing us our kicks this season yet again. Longtime supporter of high school football here on Kane. So again, the sticks getting close. It might be tough. And Lorville seems to think.
Yeah, first down, baby.
Lorville thought they had it, but it is first down.
I don't know what the Lorville's taking, Jeff. The marker was right in the middle of the football. And then they're running. Lorville's defense running off like we stopped them. It was plain as day they didn't.
Well, there's first down brought to you by District Attorney Bo Dewey. First and goal now, just short of the nine, if I'm seeing that right.
Yes, you are.
That's a tough angle. For me, that's why we're happy to have Keith down there on those sidelines. 2:48 to go. And again, Franklin on the near hash. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. And this time, Perry back out of the shotgun. Alonzo to his right. And he takes a snap. Looking to throw now in trouble. He'll run it, tuck it to the nearest side, inside the 10, out of bounds at about the 6 for a 3-yard pickup.
Well, Jeff, he wanted to pass it. He wanted to throw that ball quick. It's a quick-looking pass, Jeff. But Louisville did a very good job of blowing it up by forcing him to run out the pocket and, then of course, run to the sideline, stopping the clock and on second down.
So bring up second and goal at the 7. A little short of where I thought he went out of bounds. 2:31 left here in the opening quarter. Scoreless, but Franklin knocking on the door. And Perry out of the shotgun, similar set, three receivers, far side, wide side of the field, one to the near side. Alexandra to the left of Perry. And again, Perry calling out the play, moves his tail back to his right, and he'll toss it to him, looks to get outside, was in trouble immediately, does eventually get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe an inch or two beyond the line of scrimmage.
Great, great tenacity by this Louisville defense, Jeff. Number 7 ran up on the play, just kind of mixed it up, didn't really get a beat on him, but kind of disrupted it a little bit, and, of course, held him down for a very short gain. That's third and goal, and, of course, it's going to be fourth down territory, as you alluded to earlier, when Louisville having no kicker.
Franklin, yeah.
Franklin, I'm sorry.
So ball at the 6, nose of the ball just touching the 6-yard line, third and goal. Clock winding, a minute 52 left here in this opening quarter. Scoreless. Two receivers now to the wide side, near side of the field, as the ball is now on the far hash as we see it, right hash as the players see it. And Perry will keep it. He'll be hit short of the goal line. Keeps the line moving, and now they mark him at about the 1-yard line.
It looks like a fumble, Jeff. Louisville's defense indicating a possible fumble. But he's short of the goal line.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So it'll be fourth and goal is apparently Franklin. If they fumble, they maintain possession. With a minute 16 to go here in the opening quarter. Big fourth down play to say the least. They started this drive in pretty good position at the Lorville 45. Thought we saw some early movement.
Yeah, fumble the ball, Jeff. Fumble. Oh, into the end zone. Looks like Lorville has recovered.
And if they recovered in the end zone, they get it at the 20 instead of the 1.
Exactly. What happened? He stripped the ball. One of the defenders for Lorville put his hand out, grabbed the ball, and Perry fumbled it right at the goal line. So we're going to see how they're going to dissect it. Yep, Lorville ball.
So whether it was on downs or the fumble, they give up the football. 52 seconds left. They kept it for just short of 5 minutes, 4:53.
But they kept the ball in play, Jeff. Whoa, not necessarily the offense on the field. They're indicating Lorville ball, but the Franklin defense offense is still on the field.
Well, keep in mind a lot of those players play defense as well.
This is true, okay.
Including the quarterback, Perry, and I think that's what threw you off because Perry was kind of in that position where he would be as quarterback.
And so Lorville's on the 1-foot line.
All righty, well, Franklin found a way out of it, not that they got too far away. Almost a penalty by Franklin.
These refs are going to let him play, Jeff. He jumped into the neutral zone but jumped back, so these refs are going to let him play tonight, which is good to see.
So Caleb will hand it off, and breaks some ground to the 15. If he just lost his balance, Evan Simon could have gone all the way if he could have maintained his balance. He broke through that line of scrimmage and sprinted 15 yards before he just lost his balance.
And that's what happened, Jeff. He came out of that scrum, stumbling, trying to keep his balance at the same time. He ran out of gas, but again, the first down for the Louisville.
That's the key there, out of harm's way there, so to speak, at that one-yard line. First down brought to you by District Attorney Bo Dewey.
And Louisville's first down for the night.
I was going to say, first time not a three and out. And the handoff over to the left side, and he is pushed back after picking up just a yard. They pushed him back all the way to the eight. That seemed a little excessive.
Yeah, but again, these referees are going to let it play. Unless it's totally out of control, which is good to see, Jeff, in the playoff games, let the referees, let these young men play. And if something blatant, you got to call it. But I like this referee contingent out of Lake Charles.
There you go. We got a quarter change brought to you by the Quarter Tavern. We'll end this first quarter tied, scoreless, in fact, on the all-new King 107.5.
The Louisville Tigers are in the playoffs, and their namesake is Back in the Tigers. That's Tiger Inn with the best burgers, poor boys, hot dogs, fries, onion rings, and shakes anywhere in Louisville. You'll never go hungry. The Tiger Inn is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 704 North Main Street. Locally owned and operated, the Tiger Inn has been a staple in Louisville community for as far back as anyone can remember. The Tiger Inn and the Louisville Tigers, a winning combo. Go Tigers!
Ed Broussard Marine Service is located at 2304 Main Street in Generac. Whether it's quarter barges, self-propelled spud barges, water barge, or tug, our company was founded in 1965 in Louisville by Edmund Broussard and has been providing clients with dependable service and equipment for years in the inland oil field, geophysical construction, and dredging industry ever since. Explore our website at www.edbroussardmarine.com or call Jimmy at 337-579-2017 to learn more about our fleet and what Ed Broussard Marine can do for your next project.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here in Louisville, scoreless. Tigers with the ball second and nine at their 16-yard line.
The play gave Louisville some running room, Jeff, a little breathing room here to go ahead and get in that hold ahead so that they got some maneuverability.
They are on the far hash mark as we see it. Right hash mark is the Tigers see it. And again, wide to the near side, just one receiver, and he's heading in that direction. The ball, and Collin had a little contact. I don't think either was innocent as far as contact on that play. Incomplete.
Yeah, Jeff, it was good man coverage. And again, the referees are going to let these young men play. He kind of pushed off, but yet the defender wasn't looking at the ball, so that's probably why it was a no call.
Just underway here in the second quarter, again, scoreless. Louisville with their third possession got the opening kick. But again, their first two possessions, three and out. Franklin not real effective their first two possessions, but then that second possession, they marched it 44 yards and gave it up at the one. So here we go, four receivers set. And looking again to throw, Caleb throws again to the near side. And this time there is contact.
Yeah, that should have been a call against Franklin, yeah, but it was not.
Yeah, that is very questionable. They already have thrown the flag once for pass interference. So.
Jeff, now Terry's 0-3 on third down conversions. You know, and as you well know, Jeff, if you can't convert, you can't win this ball game. So they got to change their strategy when it comes to play call.
1-5 throwing the ball for just 2 yards.
This is Louisville's third punt for the evening.
Logan Tomplay standing at about the 3-yard line right now. Franklin deep at Louisville's 45. A couple of men deep there. Snap is there. Not much of a rush. Good kick. Going to push him back to about the 48. Bounces well down the Franklin's side to the 35-yard line, maybe between the 34 and 35-yard line, where it'll be first and 10. But a nice punt for Logan Tomplay and a heck of a roll.
Yes, it was, Jeff. And that's the kind you want to see. Go ahead and get deeper coverage. So, again, the special teams for Louisville is coming through.
11:39. Second quarter. And, again, they'll have it at the 35.
And temperature must be dropping, Jeff, because it's getting a little nippy down here.
We're going to see an overnight low of 44, but that's, you know, closer to sunrise. But, yeah, cool. Two receivers near side, one to the far side. Quick throw to the far side. Complete at the 40-yard line. It was complete at the line of scrimmage, too, about the 40-yard line. Didn't see the number. I think it was Johnson who caught that ball yet again.
It was just a quick look-out pass to the far side, Jeff. And, you know, but yet Lorville's continued to answer quickness, Jeff. They fly onto the ball, not making a big game for Franklin. So, you know, kudos to the Lorville defense.
11-10 and ticking. Second and five at the 40. Getting out of the shotgun. Running is the tailback who carries it another 3-4 yards.
Okay, Jeff, now that should have been a personal foul flag for Franklin because you can't kick somebody when you're part of the punt. You know, it's a cliche, kick a man when he's down. But that was big number 79 for Louisville, Jeff. That was Dylan Singleton on the stop at a freshman. This guy's a load. This young man is a load.
Well, his second carry of the night for 4 yards. Third and one now for Franklin at the 44, their own 44-yard line. Ball toward the far hash mark. Two receivers on the far side, two on the near side. And out of the shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Perry rolling to the far side. Will run it. Will get the first down. Picks up 5 yards or near 5 yards for District Attorney Bo Dewey. First down.
Yeah, Jeff, Terry set the house on that one and basically went into play. So it was good adjustment by Franklin running to the far side of the field because all the pressure was coming from their side.
Carlos tells me LCA is leading Ascension Episcopal 7-0 in the first quarter.
Tell you what, Jeff, last week, got to go back to Mr. Woodring. A 56-yard field goal, and he could have made it at 6. And that was just beautiful to watch.
First and 10, once again brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey, their own 48-yard line. Four receivers there split. Again out of the shotgun, Perry looking to throw, going far downfield. Man is there for an interception possibility, but unfortunately Jahari Williams could not hold on to it. The defender became the offender almost at that point.
But Jahari put himself in great position. But that ball hung up there a little bit too long, Jeff. And that's what happens when the balls hang like that. It gives the defense time more time to react and put themselves in a position to go ahead and catch and intercept the ball. But, yes, could have been very close to offensive pass interference.
9:45 left here in this first half. Scoreless ball game. A little bit different than what Franklin has been doing. You know, the last four, five, six games, scoring just about 40, at least 40 points a game. Going back to the Lorville game. Now Perry will keep it, gets out of a hole, and he'll pick up 11, 12 yards near the 40-yard line for another district attorney, Bo Dewey, first down.
Again, Jeff, defense overran the play. They're going to be more disciplined in their zone reads, Jeff. And, of course, Perry, you can't let this guy loose. He's going to cut you to pieces.
Westgate on top, 10-0. St. Martinville leading Iota, 14-0. Not sure where those games are. I mean, as far as the game clock is concerned, I know Westgate at home is St. Martinville.
And Franklin's running, got seventh first down for the evening compared to Louisville's one.
So I think St. Martinville had hit the road at Iota. Handoff again, that'll be to Weber, who gets back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it.
Yeah, Jeff, the defense for Louisville is quick, and they've read the eyes of the quarterback. They flow to the far side of the field, the whole lot of Louisville, so they basically stay, play discipline in lanes coverage, and the no gain for that play.
Second and 11 coming up. It's actually a loss of a yard. I thought they were going to give him the line of scrimmage. But here we go. From the 41 of Lorville, 8:25 and ticking here in the second quarter. Four receivers set. Franklin, number 15. Throwing, keeping it. Perry cuts it. Just a little press box conversation up here.
Again, Jeff. Louisville is, again, making the necessary adjustments to stay home and watch, keep their eyes on number 3, Jeff.
So again, a 5-yard pickup, setting up 3rd and 6. At the 37-yard line, 7:48 and ticking. downs. Again, you get the feeling there's a lot of four-down territory for this Franklin team.
On the down, they're not afraid to roll the dice either.
Pretty much inside the 40, I'm thinking you can almost count on it. Three receivers set. Three on the near side, two to the far side. Empty backfield except for the quarterback out of the shotgun. In trouble now. He is really in trouble. Back to his own 45. Escapes one tackle. Dropped it to 49 of Franklin. So a loss of about 12 yards.
And, Jeff, that you can thank Mr. Bronson Luthier on that one, Jeff. He stayed smart. Okay, number 75, Kane Oliver Olivier ran him out the pocket, but Glorville was smart on that play. That's all there is to it.
So now perhaps this is four down punting territory. But again, Harry is the punter and will probably see the quick kick. He is standing about 6-7 yards back. Again, they're setting up as though it could be a play, but we'll see. He does do the quick kick. Amazing how that is not blocked more often. Probably at the 15-yard line received, Collin will run it across the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35. Breaks tackle, but finally brought down at the 20. That was Caleb Jacob, not Collin Jacob, excuse me.
Hey, Jeff, that was Darrell Alexander, a senior for Franklin, came out of the center field to go ahead and run it down. So he was waving back in the pack, but like a good quarter horse, he made some tremendous strides because that was going to go to the house.
So they mark it at the 18?
No,
21. First and 10, 6:21 to go at the 21-yard line. Moving right to left as we see it. Three receivers on the near wide side of the field, one to the short side of the shotgun. Evan Simon to the right of Caleb Jacob. And he trips. He fakes the handoff and then falls straight down.
Earth Monster raises his ugly head, Jeff, because, I mean, that's all it was to it. He just did a misstep, the turf caught him, and down he went.
Three carries, negative 10 yards. Of course, one of those is a sack, but...
Jeff, that was Louisville's 15th play for scrimmage, so, you know, the offense really not getting that much play time.
5:54 and ticking. Second and 13 coming up. So again, similar formation, this time Evan on the left side. And he'll fake to him, rolling to the near side after that tremendous sprint a moment ago. Picks up the 3 yards he lost previously.
Hey Jeff, that was a very dangerous. Caleb holding it out there like a loaf of bread, Jeff. That was very dangerous because Franklin man could have put his hand in there and stripped the ball, but luckily he held on to it.
It'll be third and 10, maybe 10 and an inch. As Louisville will have it just outside the 21-yard line. Four receivers. And again, they're split. Caleb out of the shotgun. Evan Simon to his right. And again, rolling. Nope, little shovel pass inside to Evan. Gets to the 15, near the 11-yard line, very close to a first down.
Very close, Jeff. They call it, come out there to change. Very, very close.
His first reception of the night. First down for the Tigers.
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Once again, serving the 16th Judicial District, Iberia, St. Mary, and St. Martin Parishes.
Now, Terry's in no hurry. They got great field position. They can take the time, call the right play, get the right personnel out there, Jeff, and Louisville has a chance to punch it in and go ahead for the first time tonight.
4:20 and ticking. Scoreless ball game. And again, Caleb hands it off this time. Ethan Simon up the middle. He's in for the touchdown, almost untouched.
Yes, it was a simple trap play, Jeff, off the right tackle, Jeff. It was just a simple trap play, and you ran right up the gut, uncontested.
6-0 as we await the point after, brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. Ethan Simon, looking like the old Ethan Simon there. They will attempt a one-point conversion. Again, brought to us by Dana Dugow Affordable Homes. 4:14 left to go in this first half. 6-0 Lorville as we await the kick. And the snap is there. The kick is up. Looks good from my vantage point, and it is. We will take a 30-second timeout. Lorville up 7-0, 4:14 to go in the half when we return after these.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. For a limited time, we're selling any soft drink for $1. We not only have the best soft drinks, but we have them at the best price. We have the cleanest filtered water, the colder temperatures, the best flavor, and the most perfectly carbonated soft drinks around. Why not use one of our speedy drive-thrus, and you don't even have to get out of your car? McDonald's and any size soft drink for $1. I'm loving it.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here on Kane. 4:14 left to go in the half. 7-0, Lorville leads. Logan Tomplay to kick it off, brought to you by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. Kicking again from right to left. Not much in the way of wind. No advantage one way or the other here. And a little bit of a pooch kick to Perry at the 25-yard line. And it jogs it to the 30, looking for a seam, but forced out of bounds at the 37-yard line. 7-yard return.
We know how special teams plays an important role on a ball game, and that's a perfect example of what Lorville did on special teams. The first two men contained him, didn't tackle him, didn't get anything on him, but pushed him to the outside, and we had no more real estate, Jeff. So great, great discipline for Lorville on the special teams play.
They mark it at the 38. Again, 4:08 to go as they begin this drive. An 11-yard touchdown run by Ethan Simon, the difference in this game right now. Two receivers on either side, ball on the near hash. Weber in the backfield along with the quarterback Perry out of the shotgun. Man in motion, makes it to him, Alexander, and now Perry throws. He's got a man wide open at the line of scrimmage. He collects it to the 45. That again was Alexander for the 7-yard pickup.
Jeff, the referee blatantly missed a holding call on Franklin. He had a Lorville man by the jersey, mind you. The line judge did not see it, and there was no call. That was just a blue star moment.
3:57 on the clock. It'll be...
How they can wave the flag off, Jeff, I have no clue.
Going to bring it to the 45-yard line where it's 2nd and 3. Clock stop with 3:57 to go. Far hash mark again, left or right. Ashton Page wide to the near side. Two receivers on either side. Out of the shotgun, Perry. Again, quick throw to the far sideline, complete and out of bounds at the 48 of Lorville. Picks up 5-7 yards.
And that was Jahari Williams, Jeff, a senior for Lorville. John on the spot. Again, great form tackling. I'm very impressed with this Lorville defense, Jeff. No, they're not trying to body slam him. They're great form tackling, which is nice to see.
I'm sure that was Jamichael Gray on the reception. 3:24 and ticking here. And another district attorney, Bo Dewey, first down. At the Lorville 48, similar formation. And again, this time handing it off and hit immediately behind the line of scrimmage as Weber.
And Jeff, that was Trace Mahue, Jeff. He blew the gap. He just blew the gap and he had no, number five had nothing, was scared. He didn't know what to do. It was almost like deer in the headlights.
Weber loses 6, minus 7 on the game, 3 carries. Not a great night for Zamarian Weber, but you cannot blame him for that one. In fact, he almost broke it 5 yards back. He almost escaped for a moment. 2nd and 16, 2:20 and ticking. Dropping back. Oh, there is either a
timeout
taken.
Yeah. That's the second timeout for the night.
We'll take a timeout. 7-0 our score, 2:18 to go here in the first half. 60-second timeout back after these on the all-new Kane 107.5.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Pelican Driving School is privately owned and serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides driver education all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Mottram, it has been instructing drivers for over 20 years. Currently, fall and winter classes are being offered for students as well as Saturday for adults. They also administer written and court testing for the DMV. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes by calling 364-0660. That's Pelican Driving School.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
The timeout. We welcome you back. 2:18 to go here in the first half. Lorville leading Franklin 7-0. And it's going to be second and 16 at the 46-yard line. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. They have one timeout left in the half. And Perry dropping back to pass. Now he's going to step up. He's got a little room coming to the near side. 45-40. Steps out of bounds at about the 38.
It'll be short.
And it's going to be very close.
Very short.
I don't know if he knew where the first down was, but because the sticks are on the far side, he was on the near side.
They're going to keep first down.
And so just enough for the first down. Brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. To 11 with the clock stopped. Again, three receivers far side, this time the wide side of the field. Perry on the shotgun, and he drops the ball, picks it back up, throws down the middle of the field to a wide open man. Complete touchdown, Jayshon Johnson.
Jeff, that was blown coverage by Lowe. He had two receivers out in the van. Number five was on man on island, Jeff, and so it was. Somehow the signals got messed up on defensive call, and it was wide open, and touchdown, pitch and catch.
So 37-yard touchdown pass, caps the drive. Seven to six as we await the point after, and we do expect them to try a two-point conversion. We're certainly set up that way. And 2:04 to go. This point after attempt brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. And again, Perry looking to throw in trouble, and now he's going to try and escape. Does find a man in the end zone. Complete inbounds, and that reception by Gray to tie this ball game up with 2:04 to go. 7-7. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back with the kickoff after these.
Orthopedic pain or injury? No matter where you're hurt, choose Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's only comprehensive orthopedic team. We combine advanced specialty training, the innovation of robotics and a rehabilitation team with exceptional credentials. From spine, shoulders, hands, hips, and knees to ankles and feet, we have your body covered. Ask for me, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, at the New Iberia location of Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's leader for orthopedics, spine, and sports medicine.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And my apologies, I forgot two-point conversion there. It's 8-7, Franklin. 8-7, Franklin here. The 2:04 to go. As we get the kickoff brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. And again, Alexander, Darrell Alexander, senior. Looks like they're having problems getting their 11th man on the field.
Yes, they are, Jeff. Yeah, they're on the right package out there.
They got 10 seconds left on the clock, the play clock. 6 seconds. And again, a little line drive kick to the 25-yard line. Picked up on the fly, running toward the middle of the field. 35-40 47-yard line, maybe near the, or 45-yard line, from the 42 to the 45. A nice return with a minute 53 to go. Lorville will have it at their own 45.
And Jeff, Terry's got plenty of time. We've seen Lorville in these situations already with a little time left and able to go ahead and punch it in. So again, offense has to be patient, make sure they have the right person on the field, and take it from there.
They mark it officially at the 44 once that pile was removed. And movement on the line. I don't think it was Lorville drawing him off.
No. It looks like Franklin got a little premature on that one, Jeff.
Just the second penalty of the night.
Which is nice to see. You know, Lorville penalized once for 15 yards, and Franklin one for five. Again, these referees are letting these guys play, Jeff, which is good, but, you know, they just got a little tight on their, especially on their holding calls.
Ball just across midfield now, or no, just short of midfield at the 49. First and five. And out of the shotgun, Caleb takes the snap in trouble. He's going to be dropped at about the 43-yard line, just short of the 44-yard line for a loss of five.
He was not allowed to see the whole field. You had a receiver out here on the flat on the near side, Jeff, and for some reason just didn't see him hit. Receiver had his hands up. I'm open. But then the line collapsed and caused that play to go ahead and just crumble.
Lorville has taken a timeout. They have two remaining. We'll stay here, though. Once again, I want to thank our Lorville sponsors, including Judy's Building Supplies, along with Bridget's Dance Academy, the Village Market, Community First Bank, Bayard Transportation, the Tiger Inn, and Ed Broussard Marine stepping up to support the Lorville Tigers tonight. Thanks, of course, to all of our year-long sponsors as well. Appreciate the folks in Lorville supporting their Tigers as they always do.
And Jeff, you know as well as I do, without our sponsors, we couldn't put the show on. So thank you all very much.
No doubt about that. Minute 44 left to go out of the timeout. Second and 10 coming up. I'm sorry. Yeah, because of the penalty, it is second and 10. So they lost the 5 yards they picked up on the penalty. Caleb looking to throw the ball in trouble. Now he steps up. Across midfield from behind, he's brought down. Almost gets the first down. 9-yard pickup for Caleb. But this is a stat I wouldn't have thought. 6 carries, negative 3 yards.
Yeah, it's amazing. So it's a makeable three, Jeff. It's a makeable third down right here.
Third and one at the 47 of Franklin. Three receivers far side, one to the near side. Evan in the backfield. He'll fake to him, loses the ball, and Franklin's going to have it.
Yes.
Fumbled it forward about 10 yards after getting the first down. And fortunately, we've seen that a little too often from Caleb.
Jeff, again, carried the ball like a loaf of bread. That's a mortal sin by any quarterback or running back. You can't put that ball out there and advertise it. Here it is. Come get it.
And again, I don't know if it was forced out.
No, he wasn't. No, he was not, Jeff. I mean, he saw he had a receiver on the near side here, Jeff, on the flat, but he saw opening, he took it, which was a right call on his part, but he put that ball out there, Jeff. You just can't do those silly mistakes.
So looking to see where they mark the ball. Looks like it's going to be near the 40.
Louisville's got a bow up here, Jeff. They can ill afford to be another touchdown because the momentum will be on Franklin's side, Jeff, and, you know, Louisville can ill afford, but Louisville's been known to be put in these kind of positions and round to the cause.
38-yard line is where they place it, first and 10 for Franklin. Minute 4 to go in the half. Three receivers, far side, wide side of the field, one to the near side. Again, out of the shotgun, Perry quickly throws, screen to Johnson on the far side. He picks up about 8 yards on first down. Four receptions, 51 yards for Johnson. 44 seconds left, second and 2 at the 46. Four receivers, they are split, ball to the far hash mark. Toward the Franklin sideline. And again, out of the shotgun, Perry, and a flag is down. He throws. Defender knocked down.
Yeah, but Jeff, that was catch Louisville, Jeff. And you know,
one player was knocked down, and he's talking. Yeah, the official's talking to him, but curious what this penalty's all about. But of course, stop the play.
No, no, he let. But we knew it was going to be off a nod anyway, because it looks like a motion issue on the backfield for Franklin, where the flag was thrown. Uh huh. Yep.
Well, legal procedure. So really, that play didn't count. So that'll leave 25 seconds on the clock. And it brings it to the 41-yard line, second and seven.
But, Jeff, if you notice Perry's delivery of the ball, sometimes they're wounded duck, and sometimes there's just so much pep on the ball, Jeff, but so you don't know really what you're going to get as far as when this young man throws the ball. And the two times that it almost could have been interception, they're wounded gooses.
Back to their own 41-yard line, three receivers near side, wide side of the field. Back to pass Perry, and again flushed out of the pocket. Throws with a flag down.
It's coming back.
And again, Lorville with a chance to intercept, but again, incomplete.
Should be a procedure call again against Franklin, Jeff. Our holding call. Yep, because the referee.
It's a hold.
Yeah, hold. That's 10 yards.
With 16 seconds left, that's huge.
Yeah. I declined the penalty. But, Jeff, that's the third time Lorville's put the position in some position. Themselves in position to intercept that ball and then come up short.
I would say you decline that penalty if you could do something with the ball.
Absolutely.
But you can't. You're not going to have a chance to do anything with the ball.
Well, here's the thing. We know Perry's dangerous with the ball. We know he has some fast-track athletes to catch the ball.
Well, this is a huge net loss. It's a net loss of almost 14 yards, I think I'm counting.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a 10-yard penalty, but from the mark, or from where the infraction occurred. Now, Louisville looks like they may have moved off sides.
No, they're going to kill it, Jeff.
That's what it is. Thank you. So that'll be the end of the half. We'll hopefully have a chance to talk to Coach Terry Martin, but he looks intent to talk to somebody. But, Keith, take it away. It looks like you got him.
Coach, your thoughts?
Oh, man. Not too good right now. Again, we haven't played well at all. Fortunately, we down by one. We haven't done a good job moving the ball on offense at all. And then again, we knew we were gonna have trouble tackling them. The guy's something else, man. So we just have to keep on playing as well as we can on defense, and we got to get a little bit more offense going in the second half.
A pregame interview, you were concerned about tackling. I saw very, very few missed tackles by your club. So hats off to the defense.
Yeah, I think we're doing a better job, but again, man, it's hard to contain that sucker for as long as we would need to. So hopefully we can continue doing that on defense, and we got to get something going on offense.
Coach, thank you. Good luck to you in the second half.
Thank you.
Jeff, that's it from downstairs. And as always, the Sideline Report is brought to you by the Hearing Center at 425 East St. Peter Street, providing hearing solutions customized to each patient's individual needs.
So once again, we'll look forward to talking to Coach Johnson prior to the start of the second half. We'll take a three-minute timeout and give you a look at first half stats when we return, as well as the scoring summary after a three-minute timeout. Once again, at the half, 8-7, Louisville trailing 8-7 here at the half. Stay with us back in 3 minutes.
While in Louisville, you can both dance and shop locally. Louisville natives Perry and Bridget Judice own and operate Bridget's Dance Academy and Judice Building Supplies. Catering to children of all ages, Bridget teaches tap, hip-hop, lyrical cheer, and tumbling to ages 2 to 18 years old. Call 523-4557 to find out more information. Perry is hard at work tending shop at Judice Building, where they offer you the best in all your hardware and lumber needs. Bridget's Dance Academy and Judice Building Supplies, happy and loyal supporters of the Louisville Tigers.
Community First Bank congratulates all high school football teams in the playoffs. The hard work and dedication of players, coaches, and staff make our communities proud. When you bank with Community First Bank, you'll have the power of local banking, where deposits stay local, loan decisions are made locally, and we invest in our local community. Let Community First Bank help you reach your financial goals in New Iberia, Louisville, Broussard, Youngsville, Brobridge, and St. Martinville. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Lorville Tigers are in the playoffs, and their namesake is back in the Tigers. That's Tiger Inn with the best burgers, poor boys, hot dogs, fries, onion rings, and shakes anywhere in Lorville. You'll never go hungry. The Tiger Inn is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 704 North Main Street. Locally owned and operated, the Tiger Inn has been a staple in Lorville community for as far back as anyone can remember. The Tiger Inn and the Lorville Tigers, a winning combo. Go Tigers!
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's the Bad Boys. Saturday, the 80s Experience. And on Sunday, the Steve Adams four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8, and then on Thursdays, 3 to 6. Most drinks are half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Brayden Bayrard with Bayrard Transportation, the mega transport experts. When we aren't moving the world, we are supporting our Fighting Tigers. As a proud Lorville High School Class of 97 alum and former Tiger, I just want to give a shout-out to the Lorville Fighting Football Tigers and our very own number 18, Hunter Freeu, and wanted to wish him the best on his senior season. We at Bayrard are very proud supporters, and we wish you all the best in gunning for that state championship. Go Tigers!
Ed Broussard Marine Service is located at 2304 Main Street in Generac. Whether it's quarter barges, self-propelled spud barges, water barge, or tug, our company was founded in 1965 in Lorville by Edmund Broussard and has been providing clients with dependable service and equipment for years in the inland oil field, geophysical construction, and dredging industry ever since. Explore our website at www.edbroussardmarine.com or call Jimmy at 337-579-2017 to learn more about our fleet and what Ed Broussard Marine can do for your next project.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And once again, we do welcome you back here at Lorville. Halftime, 7-8. And Lorville trailing 8-7. You're on the all-new Kane 107.5. Scoring summary pretty simple. After an exchange of punts plus one fumble, Lorville scored, getting the ball at the Franklin 21-yard line with 6:21 to go. 11-yard run by Ethan Simon. Tom Place kick made it 7-0 with 4:14 to go. A drive that was just 21 yards, 2:07 the time of possession. But Franklin answered, starting at their own 38, marched at 62 yards and put up a 37-yard touchdown pass. The pass from Zylan Perry to Jayshon Johnson, a 2-point reception by number 6, Jermichael Gray, made it 8-7 with 2:04 to go in the half. Lorville would get the ball back in decent position, had driven the ball into Franklin territory, but fumble left it 8-7, and then it was Franklin getting the ball back at their own 38-yard line. But again, the half would end before they had a chance to do anything. Forgive me being distracted here. People coming in and out of a door that is in our way. And once again, we need to lock this thing. So again, that's the scoring summary. Hard to believe Lorville, just 37 yards of offense in the first half. 25 on the ground. Caleb Jacob, 6 carries, negative 3 yards because of some sacks. Ethan Simon, 2 carries, 12 yards, including that 11-yard touchdown run. Evan Simon, 2 carries, 16 yards. Then throwing the ball, Caleb struggled 2 of 6 for 12 yards. Evan Simon, 1 for 10. Colin Jacob, 1 for 2. For the Franklin Hornets, 41 yards on the ground, 82 in the air, total of 123 yards. Zylan Perry, the quarterback, 11 carries, 46 yards. It was Marion Webb, 3 carries, negative 7 yards. Bell, 2 carries, and I said Weber before that. Bell, 2 carries, 4 yards. Alexandra, 2 carries, minus 2 yards. Throwing the ball, Zylan Perry was 7 of 10, 82 yards, a touchdown, the 37-yarder to Jashawn Johnson. He had 4 catches for 51 yards. Jermichael Gray, 1 for 7. Alonzo Alexandra, 1 reception for 12. And Doral Alexander, 147 yards. So again, 123 total yards for Franklin, but still just the one score. 37 yards on offense for the Lorville Tigers. We'll take a timeout. 3-minute break. 8-7 the score. Franklin leading based on that 2-point conversion. We'll be back with more first half thoughts as well as an opportunity to talk to Coach Johnson coming up in just a bit. Stay with us. You're listening to the all-new Kane 107.5.
Lorville fans, listen up. Your hometown grocery store is Village Market, and they're still selling your favorite staples, groceries, meats, fresh fruits, and veggies. At the Village Market, the prices may be low, but there's no shortchanging on service. Visit Village Market in Lorville, 120 Main Street, for all your tailgating supplies, and don't forget to look for them on Facebook. And remember, go Tigers! Village Market, they love saving you money.
One big sale, once a year, Home Furniture's Black Friday Sale. Through Saturday, the deals are steals. 103-inch plus sofas, $748. Queen beds, $898. Plus, there's more. Buy any Purple or Nectar mattress. Get free gifts. Want a Sealy, Stearns & Foster, or Tempur-Pedic? We've got them. Plus, no money down, no interest for 60 months, and complete delivery and setup. See store for details. Home Furniture Plus Bedding's Black Friday Sale. Open special hours Friday and Saturday, 9 till 7.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Hi, this is Boxcar Badger, inviting you to join me and PGA Golf professional Teddy Slyman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, GolfBalls.com, and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oaks.
So let's make it tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
Live local talk, it's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
We have many ways of contact, whether it be by telephone, mobile app, internet, however you prefer to do it. No one is ever going to ask for any of your personal information. The P3 tips will never ask for any of your personal information at all whatsoever.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays at 7:10 a.m. to 8:15 for Bayou Sports. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Brought to you by Action Specialties, Schwing Insurance, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports. Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Gritic Electric, Iberia Sports and Rehab, and Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7:10 for Bayou Sports.
This is Jeff Boggs. Join me for the Raging Cajuns football report on Fridays and Mondays all season long at 1240. Brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins of Acadiana.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here at Lorville, 8-7 Franklin leading here at the half. A couple of scores we have from in and around the state and region. St. Charles leading 13-0 over Dunham at the half in a Division III quarterfinal game. Actually, for them, this may be, quarterfinal game. Yeah, for them, it's a quarter. For the non-select schools, these are bi-regional games. Next week would be the quarters. Acadiana leading 29-0 over Sanama. That is a second quarter score. St. Thomas More all over Liberty Magnet, 42-7. Westgate at the half leading Leesville, 10-0. Karen Crow leading Neville at the half, 8-6. Lafayette Christian leading 20-0 over Ascension Episcopal. That's the second quarter score. St. Frederick leading Vermilion Catholic, 10-0. That is a second quarter score. And again, not sure how up-to-date these scores are. A basketball game, Nish leading Lake Charles Prep 45-20. That's a fourth quarter score. And that would have been, I guess this is a basketball score, and that yesterday, but Elkham picked up a win yesterday in basketball, 37-10. So again, those are a few scores we have from around the region, and as we get them, we'll certainly be happy to pass them along. We'll take another break back in 3 minutes, and we'll hopefully have a chance to speak to the head coach, Johnson. But before that break, is Keith, are you ready to talk to Coach Johnson? I don't hear you. I'm sorry, Keith. I thought Coach was right there with you.
He is, Johnson. He is.
Okay, great. Take it away.
Coach, your thoughts on the first half?
We played a decent half. I mean, we had some fumbles and turnovers. I think if we limit those, we'll be all right.
Any chance you're going to plan to make it halftime, or you go to what got you here?
Yeah, we made some adjustments, so we'll see how that goes in the second half.
Thank you for your time, Coach. Good luck to you in the second half.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Jeff, that's it from downstairs, as always. And always, the Solomon Report is brought to you by the Canadian Hearing Center, 425 East St. Peter Street, providing hearing solutions customized to each patient's individual needs.
Didn't sound like Coach Johnson was going to give you the second half game plan.
No, he doesn't. He kind of alluded there what he planned to do, Jeff. You know, he's kind of sly.
Adjustments, yes, we get that.
Yeah.
We could have predicted that.
You know,
and that is the key, making those second half adjustments, and that can be the difference in games sometimes.
And you have to wonder, Jeff, what adjustments Terry's going to make. You know, I mean, his defense is playing really admirable football. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, the offense is sputtered from time to time. But the defense put themselves in a position to pick that ball three times. Because, again, when Perry threw the ball, it's either frozen rope or woody goose.
No doubt about
that. We'll see.
So again, still probably 4 minutes before we have the second half kickoff. So we'll take a timeout to have that kickoff brought to you by Dana Duga Affordable Homes after these.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi. I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours up to $2,500 for college and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Pelican Driving School is privately owned and serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides driver education in all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Matran, it has been instructing drivers for over 20 years. Currently, fall and winter classes are being offered for students, as well as Saturday for adults. They also administer written and in-car testing for the DMV. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes by calling 364-0660. That's Pelican Driving School.
One big sale, once a year. Home Furniture's Black Friday Sale. Through Saturday, the deals are steals. 103-inch plus sofas, $748. Queen beds, $898. Plus, there's more. Buy any Purple or Nectar mattress. Get free gifts. Want a Sealy, Stearns & Foster, or Tempur-Pedic? We've got them. Plus, no money down, no interest for 60 months, and complete delivery and setup. See store for details. Home Furniture Plus Bedding's Black Friday Sale. Open special hours Friday and Saturday, 9 till 7.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's the Bad Boys. Saturday, the 80s Experience. And on Sunday, the Steve Adams four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. And then on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks are half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Orthopedic pain or injury? No matter where you're hurt, choose Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's only comprehensive orthopedic team. We combine advanced specialty training, the innovation of robotics and a rehabilitation team with exceptional credentials. From spine, shoulders, hands, hips, and knees to ankles and feet, we have your body covered. Ask for me, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, at the New Iberia location of Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's leader for orthopedics, spine, and sports medicine.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And again, we welcome you back here. Just about ready for the second half kickoff. And again, that is brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes, 202 Daspit Road. Dana says, kick off your next home by giving Dana a call at 367-8246. That could be 6246, now that I take a better look at that. 6246. Appreciate Dana Duga Affordable Homes sponsoring high school football all season long, as has been the case for Home Furniture, Pelican Driving School, Coca-Cola, Iberia Medical Center, as we just heard from Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, Louisiana Orthopedic Specialists, McDonald's, Abears Garden Center, District Attorney Bo Dewey, the Acadiana Hearing Center, and again, the aforementioned Dana Duga Affordable Homes. And again, just about ready for the kickoff here. And Lauraville lost the toss. Franklin deferred, so Lauraville will kick off here. And they, too, will have the scoreboard to their back here in the first or third period, then have the scoreboard in front of them for the fourth period. Logan Tomplay to kick off. And a little squib kick right at the 50-yard line. And again, not necessarily, as Coach Martin talked to us last Saturday, and as we've seen similarly, sometimes it's a squib kick just to squib it, and it looks maybe like it's an attempt at an onside kick. But really, they're just trying to get it through, not allow a big return from a guy like Perry. So it'll be first and 10 at the 49, their own 49. Here in the third period as Franklin begins play, leading 8-7. Looking to throw, Perry to the near sideline, has his man Gray inside the 40 to the 37 of Lauraville. That'll be about a 14-yard pickup for a first down, brought to you by District Attorney Bo Dewey. 8 of 11 for 96 yards now. And a first and 10 at the 37. Moving the ball left to right. And they've got the scoreboard in front of them, heading into the south end zone. Perry, the quarterback, and he's got, I think that's Bell to his left. Dropping it back. Rolling toward the near side, complete at the 33. Inside the 30 as Ashton Page gets the reception. I've got that as his first.
Jeff, if you notice, they're going to go with the short outward passes onto the flat. And, of course, the quarterbacks are playing a little shallow, a little deeper than they should. So he's going to throw all day like that. So Dorfman's going to have to force his hand.
So 9 yards. It's second and one at the 28-yard line of Lauraville. Just a minute gone here in this period, and now we've got Lauraville trying to guess the snap count, but they are offsides.
Indication offsides against the Tigers.
Yeah, Terry's going to bring the house, and they just missed the count. But, you know, it's a cheap way to get a first down. And that's his 12th first down for the evening, Jeff.
That's brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Perry again out of the shotgun, nothing new there. Looking to throw down the far corner into the end zone. He's got a man open, incomplete.
He's coming back, Jeff.
You're right. Flag was down at about the 29-yard line.
Either hold or legal formation.
And we've got a Franklin player who is down. I think that's Johnson, but I could be wrong. So if Mrs. Johnson is listening, I apologize, but I think it is. He was the intended receiver. For a moment, it looked like he may have had the ball. Hornets get called for a chop block. But again, the important thing right now is the health of that Franklin player who's in the end zone. And it is Johnson. We'll take a timeout. 60-second break. With 10:32 to go here in this third quarter, 8-7. Franklin leading back in 60. You're on the all-new Kane, 107.5.
Pelican Driving School is privately owned and serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides driver education in all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Mottram, it has been instructing drivers for over 20 years. Currently, fall and winter classes are being offered for students as well as Saturday for adults. They also administer written and core testing for the DMV. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes by calling 364-0660. That's Pelican Driving School.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
Johnson is up and walking on his own, but with a noticeable limp. Hopefully he'll be okay. It is a 15-yard penalty for the chop block. Ball has not... Oh, yeah, there it is. At the 43-yard line of Lorville.
And Jeff called for Brandon. This dude Bond's called for Brandon.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So 10:32 left out of that injury timeout. And so we'll have first and long. First and 25. In fact, it seems 30, maybe. Barry in trouble. Does throw complete at the 41. Breaks a bit of a tackle, gets to the 39-yard line. It'll be about a 4-yard pickup.
Jeff, if you notice, the end players are running like a little in route, 5 yards in route, and then, you know, let the play develop from there, and that's what he's going to go with. Because as far as long passes, you know, Perry's been either hot or cold, mostly cold, so they're going to go with a little short pass to probably nickel and dime their way down the field.
Thomas, a freshman. And on that one, setting down up. Need to get to the 13-yard line. And then 26 yards to go, second down. 9:52. How about that math on the fly? Five receivers set. Out of the shotgun is Perry, as he has been most of the night. Throwing down the middle of the field, tipped and incomplete. That, again, was Thomas, the intended receiver.
Again, Jeff, the end players are running a little short in route by 5-6 yards and stopping. And yet, you didn't see them on the near side. Jeff, the man was wide open because the defender for Lovell was playing him 5 yards off the ball.
We're looking at third and 26 now at the 39.
And you got to wonder here, you know, Franklin's going to kick it. And it's, you know, third down a country mile to go, Jeff. If they don't make it here or if they make a substantial state, does Franklin go for it on fourth down?
I think they do, but I think what they should be thinking about is doing it in two plays. Try and get maybe 7-10 yards on this one. But now Perry in trouble in the backfield, throws off his heels. Interception opportunity yet again. But actually a good job by Thomas, the freshman, stealing control of that opportunity from Lorville, but he could not hold on.
And Jeff, I want to say something. Kane Olivier has been basically just containing him to where not, you know, playing him 10 yards off the ball, but not letting him get to the outside, Jeff. So, again, necessary adjustments made on the defensive side of the ball to contain Perry. Good job by Lorville.
So we'll see again in this position. Perry has done the quick kick often, a couple of times tonight now, but this might be legitimate four-down territory, but I think it would have been better served going for something maybe 7 to 10 yards, making the fourth down play then a little bit more realistic. And he's keeping it this time. He's running up the middle. He's going to be dropped well short at the 32-yard line. Picks up about 7 yards, but it'll be first and 10 for Lorville on downs.
And Jeff, great defensive stump of Louisville. And this could be a game changer, Jeff. Right here, this could be a game changer because Franklin was putting themselves in this position here, moving the ball pretty decently, but Louisville has that ground. So now let's see what Terry dials up.
With their own 32, it'll be first and 10. 9:22 left to go in this third quarter, 8-7. The visiting Franklin Hornets on top. Once again, join me tomorrow morning at McDonald's, Main and Lewis Street, New Iberia. The grand reopening celebration with a bit of a somber note again. Our condolences to Mr. Rudy passing away. But the show must go on. Caleb keeps it to the 36-yard line. About a 4-yard pickup for Caleb, looking to get and finally now in positive yardage.
And referee timeout, Jeff.
9:05 to go. See what this is all about. Getting back to McDonald's again. They had recently remodeled the interior with new kiosks, some new technology, a good-looking lobby. And we're going to cut the ribbon on that. But again, remembering Rudy Miller, who helped bring McDonald's to Acadiana. So again, out of the official timeout, clock moving, 9 minutes left. And again, it'll be second and 6 for the Tigers. Back at their own 36-yard line. Tight formation, one wide receiver to the near side here, shorter side of the field. Under center, Caleb will hand it off, and Evan Simon brings it across the 40, near the 41. Picks up about 5 yards short of the first down.
Jeff, it was just a simple draw play. And Franklin kind of overstepped and waiting for the quarterback to go ahead and do something flash with the ball, but it was a simple draw play, worked to perfection.
Setting up third and a yard at the 41, their own 41.
Terry's 0 for 4 on third down conversions, Jeff, so he's got to get some positive things out of this third down conversion.
Caleb was under center, now drops back. Two in the backfield beside him, one on each side, Evan and Ethan Simon. Evan to the near side. And the... he'll keep it, no doubt about that one. He'll have the first down and more near midfield. It's going to be just short of midfield, but 9-yard pickup for Caleb Jacob. And now that's the kind of yardage we like to see out of him. They have done such a good job of containing him in the first half. He obviously is, just like Perry, the key to a Tigers offense.
And, Jeff, just the second first down for Louisville tonight.
Hard to believe. And, again.
Yeah, and you'd be down 7 points.
Of course, they would have had a first down on the touchdown, but they'd rather have the touchdown than a first down. So first and 10 at midfield, hand off to Evan, and they've got a little room to the right side, off the right guard, 6-yard pickup, second and 4 coming up.
And Terry's not, he's playing smart football, Jeff. Just a little, you know, draw plays here and there, just kind of keep the defense off their step. But I tell you what, I like the play calling at this moment by Lowerville.
Again, it's about adjustments, and right now we've seen adjustments by both teams. Another Franklin player is down, unfortunately. 7:34 to go. 8-7 they lead. Take it away, Keith.
It's a cramp. That's all it is, Jeff.
Right.
Very fortunate to be, it is a cramp.
I want to say it's that Alonzo Alexandra player, it looks like, from up here. We'll take a break, a 60-second timeout. 8-7 the score, 7:34 to go in the third. Back after these.
Orthopedic pain or injury? No matter where you're hurt, choose Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's only comprehensive orthopedic team. We combine advanced specialty training, the innovation of robotics and a rehabilitation team with exceptional credentials. From spine, shoulders, hands, hips, and knees to ankles and feet, we have your body covered. Ask for me, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, at the New Iberia location of Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's leader for orthopedics, spine, and sports medicine.
Oroville fans, listen up. Your hometown grocery store is Village Market, and they're still selling your favorite staples, groceries, meats, fresh fruits, and veggies. At the Village Market, the prices may be low, but there's no shortchanging on service. Visit Village Market in Oroville, 120 Main Street, for all your tailgating supplies, and don't forget to look for them on Facebook. And remember, go Tigers! Village Market, they love saving you money.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
Second and four. As we come out of the injury timeout, little assistance, Alexandra, to the sideline. I want to say hi to Ty at the Quarter Tavern. They're listening over there as the Bad Boys play. Ty enjoying the broadcast tonight.
And that's where we'll be after this game's over.
The fifth quarter.
Fifth show. That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
Sponsored by the Quarter Tavern.
Second and four coming up at the 44 of Franklin.
Come on!
Far hash mark right to left. And again, Caleb keeping it after he fakes. He's got big yardage and more at the 30, 25, 20-yard line. He'll pick up about 24 yards depending on the final mark.
Jeff, that was a delayed draw play. Okay, it was designed to go that way. Delayed draw drew the linebackers in. And opened up that gaping hole. And that's the game.
So from at the half, negative 3 yards, now at positive 35 yards on 9 carries.
And then second first down in the second half.
First and 10, brought to you by District Attorney Bo Dewey. 6:50 left here in this third quarter. In 8-7, Franklin leading. Got the ball at the 19, or just inside the 19-yard line. And again, a handoff this time. Ethan Simon up the middle gets inside the 15 for about a 5, maybe 6 yard pickup. We'll call it 5.
Jeff, hats off to this offensive line of Louisville, Jeff. They're basically playing disciplined football, and they're getting that shove that you need to push the defensive line off the ball to open up those draw plays. So hats off to Louisville. Terry's made some good adjustments, and it's paying off high dividends right now because they're driving the ball methodically down the field, chewing up some time, but also giving the defense time to rest.
So it'll be second and 5. Ball at the 13-yard line. And once again, out of the shotgun, two in the backfield along with Caleb, Ethan to the left, and he gets the call. Up the middle again, he goes near the 10, maybe a 2-3 yard pickup.
And it's going to be a flag, Jeff. I saw some laundry. It looks like that, but it could be on Franklin. Personal foul on defense. Yes.
So the 3 yard pickup. And it'll be half the distance, I would imagine, from about the 12.
Or the 11. Or it should go down to about the 6 yard line. See what happens here.
It's been a challenge to our math skills, but let's see how effective we are.
Yeah, because I'm not a math genius by any stretch.
And I assume it's from the penalty, not the. And they're going to get very close to the 6. Yeah. We got it, man. Mrs. Larson would be proud of me.
Yes, he would.
5:42 left to go. My fourth grade teacher, she's the one who helped get my act together.
Aha.
Sunnydale Elementary School. Two receivers to the far side. It was my fifth grade teacher that turned me into an honor student. Caleb running the ball, hit in the backfield, but still gets about 3 yards on the play. So it'll set up second and 3. And again, that last first down was brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey.
Terry's using misdirection, Jeff, on this drive, and it's working brilliantly for the offense, Jeff. Again, nothing fancy, just getting it, but they're getting a shove off the defensive side of the ball to get them away there and let that play develop.
5 minutes left and ticking. And again, it's going to be second and goal.
I heard a whistle.
Inside the 4.
Yeah. The line judge on the far side stopped play for some reason.
Not sure what that indication was. Maybe a player has either an equipment problem.
No, it doesn't look like they weren't set to for the play clock. No, it was, look, yeah, equipment play. Look, number 9 for Franklin walking off to the side. Yeah.
Maybe a face guard, a mouth guard.
Either that or it was designed to cut, to stop the momentum.
Not sure. Was that the Kaplan game we witnessed, a flop, injury flop?
Yeah, we did.
Here in Lorville. 4:40 now and ticking. And again, it'll be second and goal at the three, or very close to the three. And then Caleb, he'll hand it to Simon, going to the right side, and he's in for his second touchdown, but there is a flag.
Jeff, the umpire threw the ball, which is the case, holding on Lorville.
So again, we will see what that's all about. Lorville not celebrating, so could be bad news for the Tigers. It is a hold, and it is against Lorville. So we'll see what kind of net gain, net loss that'll be for Lorville. 4:28 left to go. Either way, it'll be second and goal. And again, bringing it back to around the 13-yard line, pretty much from the line of scrimmage.
Terry had a great play design, direction, short, and you know, the hole was there, Jeff. Yeah, so hats off to Terry and the OC calling some really great combinations of plays to keep Franklin off their balance. Cold down here.
I haven't had a chance to check the temperature as of late. Wide receivers are split, and Caleb looking to throw. Now he's going to run. He's at the 10 where he stopped for a 3-yard pickup.
Well, yeah, nobody, his receivers all covered tightly, so he could just make something out of nothing, you know, just to kind of gain some real estate. Now, third down here. You know, he's up, Jeff, third down to go. What do you do here, okay? What do you do here? It's third down and gold, really? Do you kick three? Or do you go for it? You have to go for the points.
And again, it'll be interesting to see what kind of play they run to try and get the ball maybe toward the middle of the field, too, but if nothing else.
Well, again, Terry's been very good at running quick misdirection plays, Jeff. So I wouldn't be surprised if they run a play to the near side. Okay, because it's almost a little bit to the far hash mark. And try to get it either position a field goal or a little bit better position, run another play, try to get seven. But you got to go for the points, Jeff. You got to go. You can't roll the dice here with, you know, 4 minutes left in the third quarter. You go for the field goal, you put 3 points on the board, and you fight another day.
Ball will be at the 11-yard line. Third quite, and goal at the 11.
It's not quite in the middle of the field, Jeff. So, again, it depends. And I'm looking for a misdirection play to come to our side of the field.
And also don't know if Logan has a preferred side of the field, but I would think middle of the field is usually where they'd like it.
Yeah, but I don't think Terry's thinking field goal right here.
No, but run a play that you hope is a score, but maybe gets the ball toward the middle of the field, if nothing else. This is my thought process. But obviously they want the touchdown. And again, depends if they get 9 yards. Yeah, you probably are going for it. But again, the goal is a touchdown here. Evan Simon in the backfield along with Caleb looking to throw the ball. Now chased out of the pocket and to the right side. Avoids one tackle. Gets inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line. It'll be a 7-yard pickup, setting up 4th and goal at the 4.
And it's going to be on the 4 hash mark, Jeff. So again, what play do you dial up? So no, I don't think Terry's going to call a timeout here.
Yeah, that's a terrible spot.
Boy, you ain't kidding.
To kick from, again. You know, I know most of our listeners know that the hash marks are much wider here than in college, and even that much more wider than they are in the NFL. Of course, the goalposts are wider as well, but still, that's a tough angle. They'd be kicking from about the 11-yard line. So they're going for it here. He's showing that. And again, Caleb out of the shotgun, looking to throw, does throw into the end zone. He's got a man wide open, but incomplete.
Oh, Jesus, Joseph and Mary. He was wide open, Jeff, all by his lonesome. He dropped.
And again, the ball will go to Franklin after the 4th and 4 play. Again, open, wide open. The ball was there for him, and hopefully they find a way to recover from that and not have that missed catch hanging on that player.
And, you know, this young man is sick to his stomach right now, Jeff. He's sick to his stomach. But, you know, Terry called a great play, Jeff. All the Franklin was going to the far side of the field, and he swung his man out here toward the near side all by his lonesome. So you got to really think about that. Will it come back to haunt? That key question. Will this opportunity come back to haunt Terry?
It took 6 minutes, 11 seconds off the clock. By far the longest drive from scrimmage, certainly for them. Franklin had one of 5, 18. But with 3:11 to go in the third quarter, they have it first and 10 at their own 4-yard line. They have found themselves in this position before and worked their way out of it.
I'm out. Tom Franklin.
And Franklin taking timeout. We will take a timeout. Stay with us. 8-7, 3:11 to go in the third. Franklin leads when we return after these on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Brayden Bayrard with Bayrard Transportation, the mega transport experts. When we aren't moving the world, we are supporting our Fighting Tigers. As a proud Lorville High School class of 97 alum and former Tiger, I just want to give a shout-out to the Lorville Fighting Football Tigers and our very own number 18, Hunter Freeu, and wanted to wish him the best on his senior season. We at Bayrard are very proud supporters, and we wish you all the best in gunning for that state championship. Go Tigers!
Hey, have you heard about the new crispy chicken at McDonald's? It's a southern fried chicken fillet, crinkle-cut pickles, a moist golden brown potato roll. You can even add lettuce and tomato if you like. And for those who like it spicy, you can add our new spicy pepper sauce. Want to skip the lines? Get the McDonald's app, use our curbside service, or have it delivered to your door with one of our delivery partners. McDonald's and our new crispy chicken. I'm loving it.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we are back once again. Big thanks to all of our sponsors. It is first and 10 out of the timeout, each with 2 remaining in this half. 8-7, Franklin leads. Perry keeping the ball in trouble along the goal line. Dropped for a loss. He did lose the ball, but pretty sure he was down.
He was down, Jeff. Down by contact. I'll tell you what, number 75. The man has had one hell of a night, Jeff. One hell of a night. Kane Olivier.
So once again, 2:49 to go. Loss of a yard, they call it, back to the 3. Second and 11 coming up on the near hash, moving the ball left to right here in this third quarter. Been a good crowd standing all around stadium.
It's really nice to see.
They're seeing a ball game tonight. Out of the shotgun, and again, Lorville tries to guess that snap, and 5-yard penalty coming up.
Unless the lineman moved, Jeff. Unless the lineman moved, but I don't know.
And again, we could see that they were trying to guess that time.
That's what it looks like, Jeff. That's what it looks like.
Franklin is disappointed here. Saw Dalen Bell look frustrated for Franklin.
And that's a 6 penalty for the night for 41 yards. You can't go in 1 yard, Jeff. It's half the distance to 1 yard.
Yeah, it doesn't do much for you there. But again, you know, you're that much closer to the end zone, that much more in trouble. Less breathing room.
Again, Lorville is containing this young man, and that's what they had to do. Not necessarily sack him, but just contain him, and he's becoming much more frustrated, Jeff. That's the key right now. Perry's becoming frustrated with that football.
So again, at the 1.5-yard line, second and about 12. And again, out of the shotgun, Perry about halfway into the end zone. Dropping back to pass, throws down the middle of the field, well short of his intended receiver, which was Gray, but about 8 yards short of him.
Boy, I tell you what, Jeff Lorville is playing with fire. He almost got, he almost missed the cadence. And Jeff, Lorville's coming with pressure. Terry's putting the heat, which is good to see. But yet, Perry's frustrated right now, Jeff. If you show, he's got happy feet, and the pass was nowhere near intended receiver.
Third and 12. 2:17 left to go here in the third. 8-7, Franklin leading with the ball. Lorville trying to make something happen on defense. 4 receivers set there, split. And now Franklin's going to call a timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 8-7 our score. 2:17 left to go here in the third. Franklin leading back in 30 on the all-new Kane 107.5.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays at 7:10 a.m. to 8:15 for Bayou Sports. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Brought to you by Action Specialties, Schwing Insurance, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Gritic Electric, Iberia Sports and Rehab, and Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7:10 for Bayou Sports.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back. 2:17. Jeff and Keith here in Lauraville. Blanc Berard, our studio engineer. 2:17 to go out of Franklin's second timeout. One remaining here in the second half. They will obviously be looking at a big third down play. Third and 12 inside the two.
You know, Jeff, if they don't make any headway here, you know they got to quick putt the ball, because Franklin's too deep to even chance a fourth down play. So, and Louisville sitting up in a really great field position.
So again, this play is so huge on that mark.
Yes.
They don't want to let him out of this hole. Sometimes you hate to corner an angry dog too.
Oh, you got that right.
So again, similar formation out of the timeout. Third and 12, again inside their own two. High snap. Boy, that almost got away. He's going to run out of the end zone. He's not going to get much at all.
No.
If he got to the two-yard line,
he
that's
got plenty. That's right. He had nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Again, disciplined play by Lorville, Jeff. It's all plain and simple. Disciplined play by Lorville. They made a huge, huge play right here and sent Franklin a message.
So it's going to be a minute 55 and ticking here with fourth down coming up. Fourth and, again, if they picked up 6 inches, that's about it on that play.
Franklin's now 2 for 5 on third down conversions.
And, boy, you think about the timeout they took for that play.
Yeah, exactly, and it went awry. You know, that's what I'm sure that it's basically fries a coach's brain when they call a timeout, get your play in, get your personnel in, and it folds.
So here we go again. We'll see what Perry does with the football in the end zone.
Yeah.
And again, in these situations, although not at this point on the field.
The clock ran out, Jeff.
Yeah, that is what it looks like. And again, that'll push him that much deeper into the end zone. Well, the quarterback into the end zone.
7th penalty for 42 yards.
I didn't see a lot of the flags coming out in the first half. A little more frequently here.
Yeah.
As the game gets more intense. Clock moving again. Minute 14 to go. And again, Perry deep. He does have a clear opportunity. A good hang time on the kick. Just stay away from it. That does get in a pretty good kick to the 46-yard line. So a net gain of about 44 yards. 58 seconds to go. So two series that end on downs to start this quarter. Now a punt. 58 seconds left. They took 2:13 off the clock. And Lauraville again here in the third quarter. We'll have it at the 46 of Franklin. Moving from right to left. With again just 58 seconds on this third quarter clock, trailing 8-7. Jacob again, boy, looked like he had struggled holding on to that ball after faking the handoff, but gets 11 yards on first down, or for another first down. Brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. They do need to get a playoff in this period. About 17 seconds between the play and game clock. So again, first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Two receivers, they're split, and Evan gets the call this time. Simon for 1 yard. Just a little dive off the left side. I believe they're going to let the quarter end, so we'll have another quarter change brought to you by the Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main Street, across from McDonald's. 8-7 as we flip to the fourth quarter after these on the all-new Kane 107.5.
The Lorville Tigers are in the playoffs, and their namesake is back in the Tigers. That's Tiger Inn with the best burgers, poor boys, hot dogs, fries, onion rings, and shakes anywhere in Lorville. You'll never go hungry. The Tiger Inn is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 704 North Main Street. Locally owned and operated, the Tiger Inn has been a staple in Lorville community for as far back as anyone can remember. The Tiger Inn and the Lorville Tigers, a winning combo. Go Tigers!
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's the Bad Boys, Saturday, the 80s Experience, and on Sunday, the Steve Adams four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8, and then on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks are half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back. We begin the fourth quarter, brought to you by the Corner Tavern. 8-7 the score as Franklin leads, but does not look great in this third quarter. But then again, Lorville has failed to score as well. But here we go from the 35-yard line. I had it at the 46. Did they misspot the ball?
Well, here we go. Oh, the launcher's not tonight.
Did they misspot the ball? I swear the ball was at the 46-yard line. Then they moved it to the 36.
And he gained a 5. But that was a blown play, Jeff. The ball, the laundry came out from everybody. Should be a personal foul calling Frank.
And it is, but not offsetting. That's the good news there. Keith, help me out. Did I miss something? Because I know it was at the 46.
No, you did. It was a 5. It was. So I think no.
Hornets penalized 15 yards.
Not confused.
That play.
Tiger. I think they misspotted the ball when they flipped it. When they flipped the field. Lorville now moving to our right. Scoreboard in front of them, and that penalty brings it to the 16. I'm in trouble with your microphone, Keith. You may want to find a happy spot. Out of the shotgun, first and 10. Throwing into the end zone. He's got his brother, but incomplete. I don't know if he could have caught that inbounds.
No, Jeff, he ran out of real estate. The ball kind of sailed a little bit. But it was a good play call, but just ran out of real estate, like you said.
Westgate up 16-7 over Leesville at home. Not sure how deep into that game it is. St. Martinville leading Iota 41-21 on the road tonight are the St. Martinville Tigers. So here are the Lorville Tigers with the ball, second and 10 at the 16-yard line, or just shy of it. Again, Caleb out of the shotgun. Evan Simon to his left, fakes it to him, but then the flag stopped the play before it began.
Yeah, the umpire threw the ball for the flag, so it should be on Lorville.
Ball started. Tigers.
Scoreless third quarter leaves a score 8-7. Tigers, great job defensively, putting them in good position for this drive, but you got to take advantage of it.
Penalty for 30.
Two receivers to the far side, none to the near side. Again, Evan in the backfield with Caleb, who now breaks out of his position, looks to the sideline for the play. And again, with 11:34 to go, we await the snap, and there it is. He'll keep it. Over the left side he goes, inside the 15 to the 10, finds a little room across the 5, and dives forward for the touchdown.
That was a giant play for the quarterback. Great play call by Martin.
13-yard touchdown run, and now we're starting to see the numbers we're used to from Caleb Jacob. He's got about 72 yards this half. So Logan Tomplay will try and make it a 6-point game. 13-8. This kick brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. Again, Keith, you're in a terrible spot there. You're going to need to get out of there in a bit after this kick is up and good. So our score is 14-8 as we have 11:27 to go. We'll take a 30-second timeout back after this on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Ed Broussard Marine Service is located at 2304 Main Street in Generac. Whether it's quarter barges, self-propelled spud barges, water barge, or tug, our company was founded in 1965 in Lorville by Edmund Broussard and has been providing clients with dependable service and equipment for years in the inland oil field, geophysical construction, and dredging industry ever since. Explore our website at www.edbroussardmarine.com or call Jimmy at 337-579-2017 to learn more about our fleet and what Ed Broussard Marine can do for your next project.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here on the all-new Kane 107.5 out of the timeout, 14-8. Lorville back on top. Their last lead was short-lived. Now Logan Compley rushing back to the sideline with some concern. 18 seconds on the play clock. Kickoff again brought to us by Dana Dugas Affordable Homes. From the 40, cooking left to right as we see it. And again, that squib kick gets by the front line, this time to the 37, 38-yard line.
And, Jeff, you were right on, spot on with your analysis on the kick, Jeff. The squib not giving the hot hand and not allowing Franklin to go ahead and find an empty lane. So great, again, chess match here, Jeff. And right now, Terry seems to be the grandmaster.
Then 26 left as we wait Franklin to break the huddle. I'll remind you, near the top of the hour here, listening to KANE AM 1240, 107.5 FM. Four receivers set their split. Near hash mark, right to left they move it. And again, Perry dropping back to pass, flushed out of the pocket, has a little room to the near side, throws to the near side at midfield, but incomplete. He juggled the ball as he was heading out of bounds. I don't know if he ever caught it.
No, he didn't, Jeff. He did. He bobbled it, actually. But again, Jeff, Perry has got happy feet. When he gets happy feet, he's not on his game with his passes, Jeff. That thing kind of fluttered a little bit, Jeff, and the receiver didn't have a tight rope to hold on to. So again, the key here is the pressure from Lorville. Terry's DC is doing a great job dialing up the right coverage.
Four straight incomplete passes by Perry. So again, second and 10 at their own 38-yard line. 11:18 to go. Similar formation. And now a lineman moves. And that should be another 5 yards against the Hornets. Seems very little doubt about that, and indeed that's the case.
So that's 9 penalties now for Franklin for 59 yards, Jeff. But again, Franklin's starting, if you notice, Jeff, Franklin's starting to lose their composure.
Yeah.
They're not as crisp as they were in the first half, and that's what they need to do. Keep Perry frustrated, his happy feet, and he can't be on his game.
There we go. Similar formation, maybe the same play, and pass and catch on a screen. It was Gray who carries it to about the 45. About a 10-yard pickup there.
Yeah, it was a quick pass to the flat, Jeff. And Louisville's playing a little loose on the coverage. But, again, he got some decent real estate, but now it's a third makeable 3 or 4 here. But if Louisville can dial it up, just one more notch, Jeff. One more notch.
10:50 left, 3rd and 3. 3+. Similar four receivers set their split. Alexandra back in the game. He had left with the. Now again back to pass. Perry in trouble, but he does get a pass off, and it's intercepted. Or was it inbounds? They are saying he was inbounds at the 22-yard line. Colin Jacob, great catch and remained inbounds.
The key, Jeff, the key was Lorville. Blocked his path of play. He didn't rush him. Just let him set up and play jump ball, Jeff. Great, great defensive coverage by this Lorville Tiger team, Jeff.
So Lorville deep into their own territory, but with the football and an opportunity to really grind some clock here at their own 21. The most importantly, you want to grind clock, but you want to score too. So again, at the 21-yard line, Orville has had some opportunities in and around the ball, their defensive backfield, but that one finally brought in. I was just concerned that he caught it out of bounds.
But the key, Jeff, is patience on both sides of the ball. That's the key, patience.
Evan Simon, the handoff, he is hit right at the line of scrimmage, no gain. Second and 10 coming up, 10:20 to go. Once again, looking at second and 10. Approaching the 10-minute mark here in the ball game.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Two receivers to the far side. Evan in the backfield with Caleb. Jacob runs the ball up the middle. Now moves to the near side to the 28-yard line. Picks up about 8 yards, setting up third and two.
Every time he runs with this ball, Jeff, he scares the hell out of me because he puts that ball out there and tell Franklin, towards the end of the play, put his hand out there. Oh, goodness, and very well shoot that ball. Jeff, he's got to do this quarterback's got to do a better job protecting the bread. Okay, he's got to do it. He's going to get fat, he's going to get cute. He's going to lose it.
83 yards this half on 9 carries.
I'm out.
Lorville takes their second timeout. We'll take just a 30-second timeout. 9:16 to go, 14-8. Tigers lead, have the ball when we return after this 30-second timeout. Stay with us.
While in Lorville, you can both dance and shop locally. Lorville natives Perry and Bridget Judy's own and operate Bridget's Dance Academy and Judy's Building Supplies. Catering to children of all ages, Bridget teaches tap, hip-hop, lyrical cheer, and tumbling to ages 2 to 18 years old. Call 523-4557 to find out more information. Perry is hard at work tending shop at Judy's Building, where they offer you the best in all your hardware and lumber needs. Bridget's Dance Academy and Judy's Building Supplies, happy and loyal supporters of the Lorville Tigers.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back. It'll be third and two out of the Lorville timeout. Each team with one timeout left in this fourth quarter with 9:16 to go.
This will be Lorville 50.
The 29-yard line again, third and two near hash. Left to right, they're moving it. And again, in a position. Take some time off the clock, but you need this first down here.
Yeah, they're going to make a first down right here. They have to.
And running the ball to the far side is Ethan Simon. He's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Never could gain, turn that corner. Ethan now 5 carries, 18 yards. Fourth and four, the punting unit coming out. Can't take advantage of the interception.
Yeah.
But, other than stopping their drive.
But that's okay, Jeff. Again, Terry still got plenty of time on the clock, but again, it gave the defense time to rest. That was the key.
And the ball at the 27. Logan Tomplay standing back at about his 14. Too deep at their own 45-yard line for Franklin. Punts a decent one. Fair catch called for and fumbled. Muff. And Franklin was in a position to recover, although there were a couple of Lorville Tigers there. But Perry, who was calling the fair catch, does recover his muff.
But I tell you what, when you muff something like this, Jeff, everybody holds their breath.
14-8 with 8:21 to go. Lorville takes 2:10 off the clock. And the mark at the 42-yard line, their own 42 as they begin this drive, first and 10. Just maybe a little bit short of the 42. Near hash mark, or very close to the near hash. Alexander in the backfield along with Perry. Two receivers far side, two stacked on the near side. Tight sends one in motion. In fact, he gets the ball. Alexander around the right side is hit hard
flood.
After gaining a yard.
They're going to throw a flag. Might have hit him hard, Jeff. Might have hit the young man hard.
It was like he hit a wall.
Yeah, was it a good number to truck?
Ouch.
That's going to be 15-2 if it is personal foul. If he did lose his crown of his helmet, which would be the call. Yep, no, harsh collar.
That explains the abrupt stop.
Oh, yeah. Whiplash.
And, that's what got Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
That's why that is a penalty, because the injury opportunity when you are stopped suddenly, what it does to knees and other parts of the leg.
You pinch a nerve in the spinal cord. Oh, every kind of thing could happen.
So 8:14 to go. And it's a first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey at the Lorville 43. Perry keeping this one all the way. Pushes the pile forward for about a 3-yard pickup. 15 carries, 55 yards now on the ground. Mr. Perry.
Everybody's still getting up there. It was kind of a angled mess.
Remember, all they need is the touchdown. They don't need the extra point to take. Well, no, without the extra point, it would be tied.
Yeah.
And again, we've talked about their kicking issues where they do not go for one-point conversions, but tonight was successful on their 1 2-point conversion attempt. So again, thanks for listening to us, whether it's on AM 1240, 107.5 FM, or online at kane1240.com. We hope to be here next week as well. Again, another penalty is going to move Franklin back, I believe. Winner of this game gets the winner of Jonesboro Hodge. They are hosting Mangum tonight. See if Blanc can find a score on Jonesboro Hodge Mangum. They're just resetting the clock. No penalty. 7:24 to go is the game clock. Resetting the play clock. So again, 2nd and 7 at the 40-yard line. 4 receivers, 5 receivers. 3 on the near side. Movement.
Yeah, should be on the procedure against Franklin.
I did see a Lorville player move, but I think he was drawn.
Yeah. That's what indicating. The line judge on the near side. Motion to Franklin.
Who framed Roger Rabbit? The line, not really bad. I'm just drawn that way. So it'll be back to the 45, 2nd and 12. And again, officials conferring on something. 2nd and 12 as we await that conversation to end. Perry heading to the far sideline. They have to exit the game for a play. Coming in is Jalen Ina, a freshman. He's not going to take the snap, though. It's going to be Alexandra taking the snap. He's going to keep it, runs up the middle, run into Walla Lorville Tigers for a 2-3-yard loss.
Well, Terry dialed up a blitz, Jeff. Tied up a blitz. And the linebacker was like 4 yards and got a running leap, called the cadence perfectly, and they stopped and had no one to run on that one.
6:42 and ticking. 3rd and 15 now.
It's going to be a crucial third down for Franklin right here, Jeff. Because if they can't capitalize, they're going to punt the ball, and it'll give Terry enough time, decent real estate to go ahead and try to move the ball to the end zone.
Honestly, I don't know what they might be thinking. Again, with 6:24 left, got a lot of time to give the ball up for Lorville. For Lorville, it's a lot of time, but to give it up and hope to get it back with a decent amount of time. It's 3rd and 15. Timeout taken by Franklin. It's their last.
They're out.
Lorville with one remaining. We'll stay here. And again, appreciate our sponsors, including Judy's Building Supplies, Bridget's Dance Academy. And by the Judy's is both of those businesses, the Village Market, Community First Bank with a location here in town. In fact, that's the bank right next door to us, right? I think so. Bayard Transportation, the Tiger Inn, and Ed Broussard Marine. Lorville sponsors there. A big thanks to our season-long sponsors, Home Furniture, Pelican Driving School, Coca-Cola, Iberia Medical Center, Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, McDonald's District Attorney, Bo Dewey, Hebert's Garden Center, the Acadiana Hearing Center, Dana Duga Affordable Homes. 6:07, the clock stopped. Third and 15 coming up.
Crucial third down play for Terry's team.
And that's why he burned that last time out. He knew this was a huge play. Not Coach Martin, but Coach Johnson of Franklin.
Okay, now,
the timeout.
Again, you call a timeout to get your personnel package in there. See what makes it a big nope, high snap.
Perry, though, will run it up the middle, and he's got room. He's got about 10, 15
Oh, yes, first
yards.
Down. Roll the dice and one.
Just a burst of speed through there. Again, just enough for the first down. 16 carries, 70 yards now for Perry on the ground, 119 yards in the air, 11 of 18.
The key was Franklin opened up that gap, Jeff. Okay, the blocking assignment that they dialed up worked perfectly.
32-yard line where it'll be first and 10. A first down brought to you by District Attorney Bo Dewey.
That was huge, Jeff. That was huge.
5:30 and ticking. And out of the shotgun, Perry, he was back immediately after that last play. And now he's tossing it into the end zone. He's got Gray and a flag.
Didn't turn around, Jeff.
That's the key.
Didn't turn around. And then we had the young man to turn, but couldn't hear him.
Second one of those for the Lorville Tigers. 5:21 to go. And again, good news is just a 15-yard penalty, not a spot foul.
So that's six penalties now for Terry's team. Six penalties for 65 yards.
And bring it to the 17-yard line where it'll be first and 10. Again, a first down brought to you by District Attorney Bo Dewey.
And you hate to see these cheap first downs, Jeff. You know, but again, the young man, he saw him in the end zone. He should at least, you know, but of course, it's easy for us to say, hard for him to do. Hard for us to do. But I tell you what, Jeff.
Well, you know, you didn't have a lot more room to run there, so you may as well turn around.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Three receivers near side, one to the far side. And again, out of the shotgun, Perry, far hash mark, right to left, they're moving, back to pass, and now he's going to step up. One hand on him, but he avoids that, gets to the 15, maybe just inside the 15-yard line for about a two-yard pickup.
Talk, tick-tock.
Hey, you're right about that. 5:05 to go. Second and 8. They mark the ball just inside the 15. The nose of the ball inside the 15 on the stripe. Four receivers. They're split. Alexandra in the back. Field along with Perry looking to throw immediately, does so, complete to Alexander.
Gee, Jeff, that was close because the young man led with his helmet. Oh, geez, that was close.
So that'll be a pickup of about 6. Ray's had a few receptions tonight. That's his fourth for 37. 12 of 19, 125 yards throwing now for Mr. Perry. 4:07 and ticking here inside the 10. Third and 2 at about the 9. Two receivers far side, two to the near side. Perry keeping this one all the way. Tripped up! Almost lost the ball, too. Gets about a 2-yard loss back to the 10.
Jeff, look, Franklin's been in this position before with short yardage right here. And you know they don't have a kicking game like you said earlier, Jeff. So you know they're going to dial it up. And now, can Lorville play disciplined ball on this call and not get overzealous and overrun the play?
Fourth and 3. I'm not going to say this is for the ball game, but boy, it would go a long way toward the game, stopping them here. Fourth and 3.
Tiger fans, make some noise!
Perry out of the shotgun. Highest snap. Perry will keep it, and he'll get the first down, and keeps that pile moving to about the two.
Yeah. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
14-8, 3:09 to go. First down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Fourth and goal now at the two. And Perry will keep it again over the right side. Flag is down.
Yeah, it's going to be proceeded. Well, the referee's, legal shift on Franklin's part. Woo, he dodged a bullet because he was in.
So it'll be first and seven, or first and goal at the seven. 2:57 left in the ball game. Lorville up 14-8, but Franklin knocking. That's a huge 5 yards.
And hopefully, like the Jerry Lee Lewis song, here you knock it, but you can't come in.
One problem with the penalty is that just gives them one more play, one more opportunity to take more time off the clock.
But also gives Franklin a better field position in the sense to gauge the field, gauge the alignment of the defense, Jeff, and dial up a play. It has to be a sweep to either side of the ball. The middle of the field.
2:50 and ticking. Again, first and goal now at the 7 yard line.
A miscue could come up huge right here for Louisville.
Sends Alexandra to the slot on the near side. One in the backfield. Perry in trouble, and he's going to be dropped at about the 10, a loss of three.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what Terry needed right there, Jeff. His defense came crashing in. They had nowhere to run for this ball. He stuck. Well, I'll tell you what, that was a pretty nasty bend he took as well.
Yeah, I was thinking that myself. 2:14 and ticking.
Not going to leave Terry. If this, I hate to be the bad news, Jeff, but it won't leave Terry much time if they do score.
Still at the 10. Second and goal at the 10.
Oh, Louisville needs to bow up right here, Jeff. They need to bow up right here.
Three receivers to the far side. Ball pretty much between the hash marks. Perry's going to keep this one and gets us back to the line of scrimmage to about the 5. No, push back maybe at the 6. So about a 4-yard pickup.
Louisville can ill afford. Louisville can ill afford to overrun their assignment, Jeff. Because if they do...
Well, Alexander, the senior, running to the far sideline for the play. 16 seconds left on the play clock. Game clock down to 1:10. So to say the least, they're going to have to stop them. Four receivers set. Keep in mind, no timeouts left for Franklin. Perry in trouble. Kind of like he faked out the Louisville defender. Kind of stood still for a moment. Let the Louisville player make the move, and he gets to the 4.
Timeout.
Timeout taken. We'll stay here. 22 carries, 83 yards. No timeouts for anybody remaining. Obviously taking that timeout, hoping to have some time on the clock.
Yeah, but Jeff,
if they get the ball back after a score.
Exactly. But if Terry's team can make a statement right here and stop him, because it's fourth down, okay, Terry puts himself in the driver's seat. But the defense has to play smart. Terry's dialing up a play. They got to be smart. If they don't, if they lose their composure, they're going to give Franklin a cheap shot.
So, again, we're looking at fourth down at the 4. With 50 seconds left. You know, considering what went on in week number 4 of the high school football season, 47-42 win.
Yeah.
Nobody was expecting this score tonight.
I was expecting a trap meet.
So here we go. Fourth and goal at the 4.
Round 2.
And again, Perry, along with Alexandra in the backfield. And you know, it's on Perry, and he drops the snap. Moving to the right, he throws, and he's got a man. Touchdown. The catch by Thomas, the freshman. Broken play. He was all alone in the corner of the end zone.
What happened was that bobble, Jeff, the defense on the far side quit. When they saw the bobble, they ran forward, leaving the man wide open, Jeff. I mean, it's easy to do as a defensive player. You see the ball bobbled, and you lose your assignment here, Jeff. And now I'll tell you what.
We're tied. Let's remember that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a time ball game, 14-14. They will attempt a two-point conversion. Yeah, they only need one, but they just don't have that kicking game. So, again, big stop possibility here.
High slap.
Similar situation. He recovers and throws again toward that far corner. And again, he's got the same player, and it's good.
Golly, what luck. What luck.
Same player.
Yep. It was a bobble snap, Jeff, and it froze everybody. So Louisville froze when they saw the high snap. Got the dough.
So then the 4-yard touchdown reception, 2-point conversion reception for Thomas, and it is 16-14 with 48 seconds left. And take about 3.5 minutes, or 7.5 minutes off the clock. So again, can always hope for a kick return of note.
And Jeff, it's very possible. We've seen it in the past, Jeff. Louisville's not out of this thing. Even though it's 48 seconds, Louisville is not out of this ball game. We've seen Terry pull some pretty scary tricks, Jeff. But let's see if Terry's got one more trick up his sleeve.
So from the 40-yard line, Perry will handle the kickoff this time.
Now the question, will they squirt it or will they kick it?
This kick brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes, as was the point after attempt. Again, Perry, I was expecting him to do most of the kicking tonight, kickoff kicking, not place kicking. But here we go. As he approaches... Line drive kick, bounces, and picked up by Caleb Jacob at the 20 to the 25, 30, 35. Goes to the far side, 40-yard line, 45 midfield, down at the 45 of Franklin, where the Tigers will have it first and 10 with 37 seconds left.
Now, Terry, team cannot get impatient. They had to wait, let the play develop, and run the play is called. If you panic here, Jeff, you blow your opportunity. So Louisville's put themselves in a good field position on the 45-yard line of Franklin, Jeff, with 37 ticks on the clock left. Terry's still in control right here.
Each team has traded touchdowns in this half. The difference in the game, 2 two-point conversions.
Hey, we don't have time!
10 seconds on the play clock. They seem a little disorganized here.
Yeah, Louisville doesn't have the right personnel package out there.
Maybe a neutral zone issue here, too. Quick pass complete, and that'll be knocked out of bounds. Good job getting out of bounds as Jamari Williams picks up.
And that's what Gary needs to do. Run the sideline, Jeff. Run the sideline. Nickel and dime it down the field, but run the sideline. Cannot afford a miscue in mid-section of the field, Jeff. You got to near the sideline and nurse it down there.
Just the third reception of the night, 3 of 9 for 20 yards. Jahari's first. Second in a yard, or maybe even less than a yard, at the 36. Again, this time throwing into the middle of the field. Ethan has it at the 30, plenty for a first down, but they need to hurry up and regroup.
It's a fumble, Jeff, but it's down by contact.
Yeah, he lost the ball, but it's down by contact.
Again, first down, up the clock again, but that was dangerous. That was right on the middle of the field.
Well, I think they knew the chains would stop the clock. And now the officials taking another timeout. Apart from that, that's a break for Louisville.
Huge break.
It looks like, and I'm not sure if we've got an injury issue. 24 seconds left. Something is keeping this ball from not being snapped. 24 seconds left. First and 10 brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey at the 28-yard line.
Snap the ball. Snap the ball.
Clock is moving. Was, and now Caleb is, he avoids a tackle. I thought for sure he was dead in the water there. Running the ball to the near side. 25-20 out of bounds. 8 seconds to go. Just short of the 20-yard line, I believe.
Seconds left to play. Seconds left to play, Jeff. 9 seconds.
Trailing by two. One, maybe two plays, depending on the play selection.
Needs to develop the that's going to be the key, too, Jeff. How long does it...
Again, Keith, need to find a better spot there. Okay. 22-yard line. It is second and three, but really it's second down doesn't matter much because you have two plays left at best. Caleb, unless penalty, of course. Dropping back, Caleb looking to throw. Does throw quickly out of bounds at about the 10. Remember, a field goal does come into play here.
Yes, it does, Jeff, and I think the temperatures are down and up. A field goal. I like the call. I like the call. Near hash mark, Jeff, so this is right up his alley.
Didn't gain much on the play, third and three. But Logan will attempt a field goal of 28 yards, or 38 yards. The ball will be spotted on the 28. Right-footed kicker.
It's right where he wants it to be.
Snap is there. The kick is up and blocked. And that'll be the ball game. They pick it up and run with it, but since it never crossed the line of scrimmage, it's a dead ball. But that is the ball game. A heartbreaking loss for the Lorville Tigers. An 11-0 record coming into this game.
Terry's on fire about something.
I'm sure he's not pleased with everything, but in a hurry to shake hands with Coach Johnson and then bring his team into a huddle.
Golly.
It was a heck of a matchup tonight, and again, I think about the one play drop ball in the end zone. That was brutal. So again, our final score, 16-14. Lorville falls at home. Westgate was leading. Not sure I'm seeing a mixed message on the score here, but I think it was 41-21. Westgate was on top last check. But again, tough loss for the Lorville Tigers today.
Look, Terry put his team in a position to win this thing, Jeff, but miscues, you got three picks that could possibly turn the ball game. So, and just like last year, Jeff, Terry come across.
Again, Keith trying to make his way toward Coach Martin. And again, the sideline reports brought to us by the Acadiana Hearing Center. Keith, take it away.
God, so close, but yes, so far.
Yeah. Not good, man. Not a good feeling right now. But again, we got to make the play when we're at times just too undisciplined. We made some undisciplined mistakes.
Well, Terry, you had yourself in position. You had possibly three picks, and you guys were in position to make the play, but didn't.
Yeah, I mean, again, when it comes to games like this, man, I've been in a bunch of them. You know, times it's inches away, you know, and you have every chance in the world, just don't happen. So, you know, again, they made the plays when they had to right there at the end. Got to give them credit.
But you did really have a ball game.
Yeah, I mean, again, they play pretty well all year. With how good these guys are, you know, on offense. So we just didn't make the plays when we had to, man. That's how it goes, unfortunately.
Been a hell of a season, a hell of a run, and we're proud to be here, and we'll see you next year.
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jeff, and that's it from downstairs for Globe Stadium. Jeff, but it's always just watch you by the hearing center, 14 Peter Street. Response to each patient's individual needs.
And again, that's the Acadiana Hearing Center, 425 East St. Peter. Appreciate their support. I know the mic reception, a few struggles tonight, but again, appreciate the Acadiana Hearing Center. In fact, we're going to go ahead and close the broadcast right now and thank our sponsors. Tonight's coverage brought to you in part by Judy's Building Supplies, along with Bridget's Dance Academy, the Village Market, Community First Bank, Bayard Transportation, Tiger Inn at Broussard Marine, Home Furniture, Pelican Driving School, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, Iberia Medical Center, Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, McDonald's, District Attorney Bo Dewey, A Bears Garden Center, the Acadiana Hearing Center, and Dana Duga, Affordable Homes. Once again, appreciate their support of high school football this season, and I'm going to try and see if we can't pull up a few scores here before we wrap it up. I know a lot of folks interested in that Westgate game, as am I, because obviously we'd like to broadcast Westgate next week, and it is a final. They beat Leesville 16-7, so the Westgate Tigers move on to the quarterfinals, and we'll look forward to calling that game next week. Of course, approval being needed before we have a chance to officially say we'll have that game for you, but we anticipate being able to do so next week. That'll do it for tonight. I want to thank our studio engineer, Blanc Bayrard, and we'll also, of course, say thanks to the folks here in Lorville, the staff and administration, coaching staff, all the folks up in the press box. Appreciate their participation in our broadcast tonight. Again, unfortunately, the score is 16-14, Franklin a winner. But from Lorville, for Keith Hebert, this is Jeff Boggs. You've been listening to High School Football, a production of the all-new Kane 107.5. Have a good night.